news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Short-term pain for long-term gain. That's how President Trump is casting his newly imposed tariffs on some goods from Canada, Mexico, and China, acknowledging Americans could pay more for certain products as a result. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is on his first visit to Washington in 3 years, set to meet with President Trump tomorrow.
The fact that this would be President Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since his inauguration is telling. I think it's a testimony to the strength of the Israeli-American alliance. It's also a testimony to the strength of our personal friendship.
The Prime Minister says he'll discuss victory over Hamas, achieving the release of all of our hostages, and dealing with the Iranian terror axis. America's top diplomat towing a hard line with Panama's leader.
On a visit to Panama, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is telling Panamanian President Jose Raul Mulino that his country must immediately reduce Chinese influence over the Panama Canal area or face potential retaliation from the Trump administration. Rubio, on his first foreign trip as America's top diplomat, held face-to-face talks with Mulino, who later said that there's no real threat of retaking the canal or the use of force. I'm Donna Warder.
President Mulino has agreed to abandon China's Belt and Road Initiative. Searchers have recovered the remains of 55 of the 67 people killed in the mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. Today, crews will start lifting wreckage of the plane from the Potomac River. Anti-deportation protesters have waved Mexican and other foreign flags at demonstrations in Southern California, Texas, and New York, castigating President Trump for his crackdown on illegal immigration. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 577 points. NASDAQ futures off 358. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment, and now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:03, and with a check of traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Over nearly a problem now in the Beltway. We just spotted. We're just kind of just checking routinely. We came across the situation. Outer loop here at I-70. First off, there was a vehicle stop. Might have been a wreck. Left-hand lane at I-70. Right after that, something else has happened now. Just out of camera range, that is under I-70. And the traffic going around the first wreck is now coming back to the left-hand lane. Little confusing. Big backup already. Going back towards 795, once you get to I-70, it might just be a single lane to the left after you get by the first wreck. So we're trying to sort it out, but very limited lanes right now through there. The overnight construction, that big project that was supposed to have been there till today, wrapped up about 30 minutes ago on the outer loop at 795. There's a fire call in the city, 300 block of South Calhoun Street over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off the work week with some sunshine and some mild temperatures. 55 this afternoon, 58 tomorrow. Midweek, some snow and sleet. It'll be light, less than an inch. 38 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. This school note: in Harford County, public schools are opening 2 hours late this morning due to icy road conditions. No morning pre-K or before school childcare in Harford County public schools. A man is dead after a Sunday afternoon shooting in southeast Baltimore. Police were called to the 2500 block of Biddle Street shortly after 3 p.m. to investigate shot spotter alerts. When they arrived, they found a 37-year-old man with multiple gunshots to the upper body. The victim was taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. Police have not released information on a suspect or motive. Maryland Attorney General's office is allocating $1 million to build a new law team. It's to battle President Trump's incoming extensive supply of executive orders. Democrat Attorney General Anthony Brown says the AGs are going to be on the front line of protecting the rights and interests and privileges of the residents of their respective states. Maryland is recognized as one of the bluest states in the nation, voting Republican way back in 1988. Coming right up, it's Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Ravens make a new coaching hire, bringing on Tyler Santucci to be their new linebackers coach. Santucci, 36 years old, was most recently the defensive coordinator at Georgia Tech. And he was at Duke and Texas Tech before that. It'll be Santucci's first job in the NFL. Over the weekend, more unsettling news about Justin Tucker. Three more massage therapists came forward claiming unwanted sexual behavior on the part of the Ravens kicker. This brings the total to 9 now, as initially reported by the Baltimore Banner. Tucker's future in the NFL and with the Ravens is murky at best at the moment. Baseball news, O's GM Mike Elias gearing up for the start of the 2025 season, telling the media over the weekend he's not necessarily done shaping the Orioles roster.
So we like where we're at, but we still have time on the clock before the offseason's over. There are still free agents. The trade market sometimes happens very late. I can't forecast that or handicap it, but
one free agent pitcher is not available anymore. That would be Jack Flaherty. He's off the market, signing a two-year, $35 million deal with the Tigers. Coming up at 6:35, Orioles manager Brandon Hyde on who will lead the Birds in 2025. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's a Monday, February 3rd, 2025. Bruce has today and tomorrow off. Back with us on Wednesday. A lot going on here. Your top stories in this hour. An 81-year-old man becomes the latest seasoned citizen to get carjacked in Baltimore City. We'll take a look at the Friday night massacre at the DOJ and the FBI. And oh, yeah, Chuck Schumer got a target letter that he is being investigated. We'll tell you what that's all about. But starting off this hour with late last night, President Trump was at Andrews Air Force Base and returning from a visit into the country. And he held an impromptu press conference. And mind you, these are unscripted. They're unprepared. He has no idea what questions are going to be asked of him, unlike the previous occupant of the White House, where they would, remember you had the list? All right, Bill Smith of AP. Where are you, Bill? That doesn't happen with this president. Everything is transparent. Everything is up front. And I want to, just before we get to the president's responses here to some of the questions, this whole tariff story has been completely misreported. Even some conservatives don't get how tariffs are supposed to work. And the whole thing right now is Trump is placing tariffs on Canada and Mexico, and it's going to cost us all more, and it's going to be very bad for consumers. And now, of course, Canada is being described that they're placing retaliatory tariffs on the United States. Well, guess what? It was the Canadians that placed the tariffs on the United States first. What we're doing is in retaliation. We'll give you the numbers here in just a second, but here's what President Trump said last night to reporters upon returning to Washington, D.C. about tariffs.
Canada's been very abusive of the United States for many years. They don't allow our banks. Did you know that? Canada does not allow banks to go in. If you think about it, that's pretty amazing. If we have a U.S. bank, they don't allow them to go in. Canada's been very tough on oil, on energy. They don't allow our farm products in, essentially. They don't allow a lot of things in, and we allow everything to come in. It's been a one-way street. We subsidize Canada by the tune of about $200 billion a year. And for what? What do we get out of it? We don't get anything out of it. I love the people of Canada. I disagree with the leadership of Canada. And something's going to happen there. But if they want to play the game, I don't mind. We can play the game all they want. Mexico, we've had very good talks with them. And this is retaliatory. This is retaliatory to a certain extent. Millions of people flowed into our country through Mexico and Canada. And we're not going to allow that. And by the way, we have among the lowest numbers we've ever had of people crossing our border. The lowest numbers since my administration.
Yeah, I'll hear that later from Tom Holman yesterday on Mayor Bart. But here are the numbers. Let me give you the numbers. Canada hits us with tariffs. Milk, 275% increase. Cheese, 245%. Butter, 298%. Chicken, 238% tariff on our goods. Sausages, nearly 70%. Barley seed, 58%. Meat, 27%. Cars, there's a 25% tariff on U.S. cars in Canada. HVAC items, 45%. On vacuums, there's a 35% tariff that Canadians place on American goods. Cable boxes, 35%. TVs, 45%. Steel, 25%. Aluminum, 45%. Copper, 48%. And up until Saturday morning, the tariffs that we placed on Canadian goods imported into the United States, zero. So you tell me which is retaliatory. You tell me who's not been playing fair, who has been ripping the United States companies off. All right, we'll get to more on this. Also, the EU and much, much more, including the Panama Canal. 613 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
A little bit of a change on the Beltway. The first wreck that occurred, outer loop at I-70, still there, left-hand lane. Then at one point right after that, something else was going on just beyond that under the bridge at I-70. That seems to have corrected itself. So right now it's the accident still blocking the left-hand lane right before you get to the bridge at I-70. The ramp to 70 westbound is open and you'll be okay there. Still seeing some slowing as you're going south of there. See, some of the traffic on the ramp is a little bit slow, but this is the big factor right now. Left-hand lane is blocked right there at I-70. So we're backed up back towards Liberty Road. In that backup, there was a car stopped in the right lane right at the end of the ramp from Liberty Road. The big construction project that was overnight cleared about 35 minutes ago. So it looks like that's done for the day unless they come back later. We'll get the word on that. What the word is right now, all the lanes are open on the Beltway. Fire call in the city, 300 blocks South Calhoun Street on the west side. That's an active call there. And the morning construction has set up, and they're already there. There's already a backup, I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast, gorgeous day today for your Monday, sunny and mild and 55. Overnight it'll be dry. Tomorrow sunny, even warmer, 58. And then the cold front moves through and drops us by 20 degrees. Oh, and maybe some snow and sleet on Wednesday. Just in Maryland, if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes, folks. It's going to change. Clear in 32 right now in the city, 31 in Bel Air. Time for some one-liner news for you today. The Netflix reboot of Little House on the Prairie isn't even out yet, and already people are concerned that it might be a little too woke. The working title is the size-challenged, publicly funded dwelling illegally erected on stolen native land. Woke's going to kill us all. Go woke, go broke.
Spotted Pop was going to sponsor that. It was going to be the little outhouse on the prairie.
O.J. Simpson's son, Justin, continues to illegally squat at his late father's home in Vegas. Apparently, the law firm sent him a note saying, if you don't have a lease, you must release.
I want to get Jackie Childs from Seinfeld to get in there.
It's happened again. Donald Trump has slapped tariffs on goods imported from Canada and Mexico. Again, look, I don't think it's going to affect you all that much unless you're putting maple syrup on your tacos. Okay?
Right.
So we'll explain all this.
Look, everybody ran with that, and they all exploded with everything is going to be way out of proportion. And, you know, and all we're trying to do is catch up with them.
Yeah, pardon the pun.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Here's the thing. People talk about free trade. There's no free trade. There's no free trade if one country is putting high tariffs on your goods and you're not putting anything on theirs. And it's being. Look, here's what happens. Yes, there will be some short-term pain at the, you know, at the checkout or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is companies then pass along that tariff to the consumer. But what happens next is what's important. Consumers begin to adjust. Consumers buy less of that product if it's expensive. So then the market conditions, in order to keep market share, those companies have to drop the price in order to get those consumers back to buying it again. So, and Trump knows this because he's a genius. He's brilliant. So there you have it. Elon Musk and his team in the Department of Government Efficiency have gained access to U.S. Treasury's payment system, which sends out all money from the federal government. Boy, I want to see if Elon. Hey, Elon, get my tax return yet? I want to see if I can get some get a deal on that. Jeez. On Saturday, the Teamsters came to a tentative agreement on new contract to avoid a strike at Costco, against Costco, I should say. Okay. So that's good news. Okay. So now, of course, the contract comes in a giant 48-year pack. So, I'm telling you, it's tough out there, folks. As of last Friday at 5 p.m., all government employees were required to remove their pronoun preferences from their email signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Monday morning, Donald Trump will make sure they complied. And by they, he means a lot of theys. You know, not the one person day. All right, so Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow yesterday, which means there'll be six more weeks of winter.
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, was awakened from his wintry nap at dawn on Gobbler's Knob. Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in groundhogese, directed the president to the proper scroll, which reads, "It's Groundhog Day, and maybe life is on a loop, but I miss my burrow, I miss my coop. So I'm headed back down. There's a shadow up here. Get ready for six more weeks of winter this year."
Now, before you get bummed out, the most accurate groundhog in the country is Staten Island Chuck. He did not see his shadow, so he's predicting an early spring. So what happens, you ask, when there's a tie?
Right.
We go to Brooksville Benny. Brooksville Benny is a groundhog that lives on a golf course in Brooksville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, he failed to squeeze out of his golf hole, unfortunately guaranteeing six more weeks of winter.
Well, I saw another one, too, another contender, Lombard Street Larry.
Is that right? What did Lombard Street Larry see?
Larry's a rat, and he said he didn't see anything. And
That's unusual for a rat.
And then there was another one on there as well, Pratt Street Paulie, another rat from the west side. And they both concurred that spring is over.
Spring is it's not even begun yet, and it's already over.
Yeah, not coming. No spring this year. Right. Going right to summer.
Hey, today is February 3rd. It's often called the day the music died.
Today, the music died. I started singing.
It's Don McLean. Miss American Pie, and this is the day that three American rock and roll musicians were killed in a plane crash in 1959. Can you name the three?
Buddy Holly.
Right.
Big Bopper.
Big Bopper, J.P. Richardson.
Richie Valens.
And Richie Valens. Do you know who gave up his seat that day on the plane?
Waylon Jennings.
Yes, very good. This man knows his rock and roll history.
Yes.
And so Buddy Holly was just becoming, and I'm starting back in the like 57, 58, he was maybe could have been bigger than Elvis. That's all.
Yeah.
Big Buddy Holly was.
And they took off in a snowstorm, which was they shouldn't have.
Right.
Iced up. That was the end of that.
It was indeed. So that's why you hear the reference the day the music died in the Don McLean song.
Out in the cornfield.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Don't forget the Best of Morning Drive available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble page. And it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, for the first 100 years of our existence, or at least the tariffs are how we paid for government. Tariffs are duties placed on goods that are imported to a country. And that's how we, or excise taxes, that's how we paid for sustaining our government. And it wasn't, 1913 was when the progressive scheme called the income tax, where you would penalize people's ability to earn. That was a confiscatory tax scheme that was launched during the progressive stage of Woodrow Wilson et al. So this is a progressive scheme, the income tax. Trump actually is doing us a favor trying to point out, hey, let's get rid of this thing at some point. We're going to have to replace it. But that's why he's got, listen, it's a three-part harmony here. You've got the tariffs. You got Elon Musk talking about cutting $2 trillion out of the budget. We got to get the inflation and the national debt under control. So we'll get into that and more in just a second at 6:23. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Lugnuts Johnson.
That incident's still there. Say it's an incident. We're assuming it's an accident where it's a little bit dark in the area, but looks like an accident. Left-hand lane, outer loop, right at the bridge where Security Boulevard, I-70 all come together. The ramp 270 westbound is open, and you'll have no problems there, but you only have the center and the right-hand lane open on the Beltway, the backup not quite to 795, but it ain't going to be long, I can tell you that, and already we're jammed up down through that area. The big project that was supposed to be there, even through today, ended at about 545. That was that construction on the outer loop after the ramp at Reisterstown Road. The other construction area is there in Harford County, slowing already, I-95 northbound at the ramp at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny, mild today and a high of 55. And right now, starting off cool, it is 33 and clear in Glen Burnie and 32 in Parkfield. You know, our deficit right now with Canada is about $200 billion. President Trump, number 47, was asked this at Andrews Air Force Base last night. Would he also consider placing tariffs on the EU?
It will definitely happen with the European Union, I can tell you that, because they've really taken advantage of us. And, you know, we have over $300 billion deficit. They don't take our cars. They don't take our farm products. They take almost nothing. And we take everything from them, millions of cars, tremendous amounts of food and farm products. So the UK is way out of line, and we'll see the UK, but European Union is really out of line. UK is out of line, but I'm sure that one, I think that one can be worked out. But the European Union is, it's an atrocity.
Yeah, one of the reasons why Japan makes cars here in the U.S. and BMW, I think they have a plant in South Carolina, is to reduce costs, increases profits when you can make the car in the United States and just sell it here, you ship it here instead of having to pay for it to ship it from overseas. But now with the tariffs, it's even more advantageous for that. And Trump, for the first time, really telling the American consumers, look, there's going to be some short-term pain, but in the long term, we're going to win this thing.
May have short-term some little pain, and people understand that, but long-term, the United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world. We have deficits with almost every country, not every country, but almost, and we're going to change it. It's been unfair. That's why we owe $36 trillion. We have deficits with everybody. We help everybody. We've been helping everybody for years, and to be honest, I don't think they appreciate it. So we're going to change that. We're going to change it fast. We're going to make America great again. We have to focus on our country. We have tremendous potential if properly used, and we have to focus on our country. Tremendous deficits with China, tremendous deficits with the European Union, tremendous deficits with Mexico and Canada. And why? What's the purpose of that? Why would we have deficits? And you look at... If you look at pharmaceuticals and drugs, if you look at various products, it's much cheaper in other countries. We're not going to allow that much longer. We're not going to take it.
He's absolutely right. We have the largest economy in the world. Okay? Trillion-dollar economy. We have the largest GDP, gross domestic product, in the world. And yet, why are we running these kinds of deficits? Because we are taken to the bank. Uncle Sam is Uncle Sap when it comes to these foreign countries. And Trump is saying, no more. We're not going to do it anymore. As far as Mexico goes, he was really calling out over the weekend regarding fentanyl and regarding their kissy face huggy bear with the cartels.
They have to balance out their trade, number one. They've got to stop people from pouring into our country. And we've stopped it. They haven't stopped it. We've stopped it. They have to stop people from pouring in, and we have to stop fentanyl, and that includes China. Fentanyl has killed this year at least 200,000 people. It's pouring in from China through Mexico and Canada, and they've got to stop it. And if they don't stop it, the tariffs are going to get worse, a lot worse.
Yeah, then they're going to stop it. Believe me, they're going to stop it. All right, let's take some phone calls here this morning. Mark in Baltimore, good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Two American sports organizations, the NBA and NHL, have team franchises in Canada. So my question is, when impact is this tariff going to have as far as the payroll, as far as ticket sales, as far as the budget that mainly come for the two organizations stationed here in the United States, going back and forth and all that? When impact is going to have on what I call intercountry sports.
Well, if that's a good point, seeing as it's not a good that is in, that we import or we export, it's just a service. But I will tell you this, the Canadian dollar and Mexican peso have fallen, and the Canadian dollar has plummeted to its lowest level in 22 years after these tariffs. So I'm hoping that the folks getting paid in Canada are being paid in U.S. dollars. because if they're getting paid in Canadian dollars, you know, that's bad news for them. But again, I don't think outside, maybe it's salary because, you know, they play in their respective countries. So whether it's Toronto or Vancouver, whatever the case may be, they're playing in those home arenas. I think there's nothing about them going on the road and having to pay a tariff. But Mark, thanks for the call. Kurt in Edgewater.
Good morning. I want to commend you all on a great job. All I've been hearing about are Trump's tariffs. It turns out he's just retaliating. Y'all are the real news. If a Democrat is talking, a Democrat's lying. That's all I've been hearing is how Trump's starting this.
That's the media. It's the Democrats and the media. And even some Republicans, like the Chamber of Commerce Republicans, the Wall Street Journal, et cetera, they're all lying about Trump's tariffs. And, you know, Scott Bessent, he knows tariffs forward and backwards. Go back and look at his confirmation hearings, and he'll tell you more about those. Kurt, thanks for the call. Coming up next, it was a Friday night massacre at the FBI. We've got the details for you at 6:30 in for Bruce this morning. Here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. This school note in Harford County. Public schools opened 2 hours late this morning due to icy road conditions. No morning pre-K or before school child care. That's Harford County. Baltimore County police are investigating a deadly crash in Parkville. Police say the accident happened around 2 a.m. Sunday at Harford and Onks Roads. According to the preliminary investigation, a driver struck and overrode a curb, then hit the rear of a parked tow truck. The 32-year-old driver was taken to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead, and a 28-year-old passenger was dead at the scene. Howard County Public Schools are banning all cell phone use for its students. Schools currently allow students to have cell phones, but in certain conditions. Smartwatches are still allowed as long as they're not a distraction. Those youth who don't comply will lose their device until the end of the day. The new policy is effective March 3rd. A woman is dead after running into traffic on Interstate 495 in PG County after a police pursuit. Police say the woman was spotted Saturday evening driving a vehicle that had been carjacked earlier in the day. She refused to pull over for police and reportedly crashed the vehicle and tried to run away. She died after she was hit by a vehicle on Interstate 495. Police have not released the woman's name. Investigators from the Maryland Attorney General's office will look into the incident. Maryland Health officials say bird flu has been found in a flock of chickens in Montgomery County. The Maryland Department of Agriculture announced Thursday that one chicken in a backyard flock tested positive for the virus. The properties affected are under quarantine. The agency says the birds are being depopulated to prevent the spread. The state found two bird flu cases last month and is asking poultry owners to take precautions to protect their flocks. Coming up, we check traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 265, and the pick 4 was 3330. And now, with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
The accident still blocking the left-hand lane, outer loop right at the bridge at I-70. At one point, we had another incident there, same area. Right now, it's only in the left-hand lane, so the two lanes are getting by to the right tail end of the backup on the Beltway all the way back towards 795. Your ramp to westbound I-70 is open. You want to get in that right lane quickly and move over there. If you're going west on 70, you'll be okay. Now, once you clear 70, you're okay down through Route 40 and eventually towards 95. But that's a long delay back towards 795. Active fire call in the city, 300 blocks South Calhoun Street on the west side. Minor wreck, busy area with delays. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. The wreck was clearing to the shoulder near the Georgia Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Starting off the work week with some sunshine and some mild temperatures. 55 this afternoon, 58 tomorrow. Midweek, some snow and sleet. It'll be light, less than an inch. 38 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code RADIO for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Thank God the sweet sounds of spring are now less than 2 weeks away. Talking about Orioles pitchers and catchers reporting to Sarasota on February 12th. With veterans like Anthony Santander and Corbin Burns no longer wearing the orange and black, manager Brandon Hyde was asked who picks up the leadership mantle of what is still essentially a young Orioles team.
You know, Westy's here and Gunner and Adley, and these guys are now getting in their third year, and they definitely have the makeup for it.
For his part, the aforementioned Adley Rutschman, ready to put a poor second half performance in 2024 in the rearview mirror.
Always have confidence in myself and trust my ability to bounce back and work hard and get healthy and do all the things necessary. And got great guys around me, great coaches, so very excited.
Ravens news, the team hiring Tyler Santucci to be their next inside linebacker coach, replacing Mark DeLeon, who was let go a couple weeks back. Santucci was Georgia Tech's defensive coordinator last year. 36 years old, will be his first NFL coaching job. Meanwhile, the news on Justin Tucker goes from bad to worse in that three more massage therapists came forward over the weekend claiming unwanted sexual behavior on the part of the Ravens kicker. This brings the total to 9 now. Tucker's future in the NFL and with the Ravens is murky at best at the moment. And FYI, that his cap hit in 2025 would be the highest among all kickers in the league. His field goal percentage last year was the lowest of his career at 73%. Tucker's contract calls for 3 more seasons in Baltimore. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Raiders have hired Ohio State offensive coordinator and former NFL head coach Chip Kelly to be their next OC. Kelly, at $6 million, will move past Todd Monken and the Giants' Mike Kafka to become the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. The Sun reporting this morning that former Navy quarterback Brian Ellis was among the 67 who lost their lives in the D.C. plane crash a week ago. Ellis was a backup to Jim Kubiak at the position, spent 22 years in the Marine Corps serving as a helicopter pilot and achieving the rank of lieutenant colonel. A blockbuster deal in the NBA, and I do mean blockbuster. The Mavs send Luka Doncic to the Lakers for Anthony Edwards. Doncic's career scoring average is 28.6 points per game. It's the highest average of any player ever traded since the Bucks traded Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Lakers in 1975. And finally, in golf, Rory McIlroy shoots a final round 66, including an eagle on 14, and wins the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, his 27th PGA Tour title. The time now is 6:37. When we return, how does Justin Tucker come back from this?
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
And maybe the real question, Sean, is does Justin Tucker come back from this?
Well, it's not looking good. No. Where there's smoke, there's fire. That doesn't necessarily mean somebody is guilty. But now you have 9 massage therapists that have come out telling similar stories. Some of these latest ones are really salacious and pretty gross, to tell you the truth. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how the NFL and the Ravens. I mean, there's some history here. Of course, every NFL team has gone through this. And I'm picking on the Ravens. But, the incident with Ray Lewis, of course. Ray Rice, we saw that.
Yep.
Zay Flowers was a different story. So sometimes you got to wait until it's fully investigated for all of it to come in. But One wonders if this was weighing on Justin's mind this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question. You know, he is it a coincidence? It's hard to believe that it's not a coincidence that he had his worst, kicking season ever in a situation like this. I mean, this couldn't have just crept up on Justin Tucker now. I'm sure it's been on his mind over time.
I think I read that he was aware during the season they were working on this story. They were talking to people. So.
Right. And the other thing is, you know, I mean, like these clubs that, you know, these massage therapists worked at, like, they're legit. It's not like these are illegitimate clubs.
Ritz-Carlton?
Right. I mean, we all know the difference, okay? Let's just be honest about it, right? These places are legit places.
Right.
It'd be hard to believe that legit masseuses at legit places in Baltimore, like you say, in the Ritz-Carlton residences, would make up a story.
Yeah.
So,
like
you
said. And the story is remarkably similar among all nine.
Correct.
You know, so unless there was some grand collusion there, it's not looking good. We'll have to wait and see. Innocent until proven guilty. So the Ravens have a very tough decision to make here.
And then there's the money situation. Yeah. As I mentioned, he's got the highest cap number of any kicker in the league. So.
Right. All right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. They're calling it Friday Night Massacre. President Trump's U.S. Attorney Ed Martin fired 30 J6 federal prosecutors in the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office on Friday. So, again, these are 30 of them. These are these line prosecutors. They're the ones, Matt Graves already quit and some of the other ones out there, but they saw the writing on the wall. But these are the people that, supersized or put this some of these federal charges on steroids, like the the C-512C, three charge that was originally meant for Enron, and they enhanced these charges. And we now have learned that 8 senior executive terminations have occurred, and the Trump administration is calling for all FBI personnel assigned to the J6 investigations to be listed and names submitted. Now, the acting FBI director is refusing to give the names of those officials involved in the J6 cases. He thinks that should come from the new director, not the acting director. So that it looks like it's going to be Kash Patel. I think he's got the easiest path out of all three. And what's interesting here is that the J6 prosecutors fired by Trump and D.C. U.S. Attorney Ed Martin, again, it's time for some of them maybe to turn state's evidence and tell us exactly who authorized what on these J6 cases. The D.C. U.S. Attorney Ed Martin, who, by the way, has been on a guest frequently on this program in the past. He used to be with Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum. That's where we would talk to Ed all the time. He sent a letter to Chuck Schumer relating his threats to the Supreme Court. You remember when Schumer shouted to the justices, quote, "You have released the whirlwind. You will pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you go forward with these awful decisions." This was during a pro-abortion rally back in 2020. Well, now he has just received a letter saying he is a target of that investigation. As to the nominees, Tulsi, RFK Jr., and Cash, Tulsi, one of the reasons why she's facing a tough time is she threw Obama right under the bus during her hearings.
Train and equip program, again, begun under President Obama, is widely been known, looked at, and studied, that ultimately resulted in over $500 million being used to train who they called moderate rebels, but were actually fighters working with and aligned with Al-Qaeda's affiliate on the ground in Syria, all to move forward with their regime change and not acknowledging what was obvious at the time and what has unfortunately borne true, which was that a regime change war in Syria, much like the regime change wars in Iraq, the toppling of Gaddafi and Mubarak, while these are all dictators, would likely result in the rise of Islamist extremists like Al-Qaeda taking power. I shed no tears for the fall of the Assad regime, but today we have an Islamist extremist who is now in charge of Syria, as I said, who danced on the streets to celebrate the 9/11 attack.
Yeah, and it was all thanks to Obama. Senator Lindsey Graham says he's voting for Tulsi Gabbard. Why? Well, because she now says she supports the Patriot Act, and I'm hoping she's saying that just to get confirmed, because nobody wants American people to be spied on with that Patriot Act, including Tulsi Gabbard. So we'll get to RFK Jr. and to Cash in just a second at 6:43. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the record is clear.
cleared from the left-hand lane on the outer loop at I-70. It looks like they've moved down to the right shoulder south of I-70 and before the bridge at Crosby Road. So we still have a trooper there with the lights on. Excuse me. And they're looking at it, and we're still backed up all the way back to 795. Not going to recover anytime soon. 795, at least now, to Edmondson Avenue, Frederick Road, really before it gets any better. We're starting to slow going into the old Harbor Tunnel throughway now. Heavy traffic only. They're moving. They're going into the tunnel, but the brake lights now begin at the O'Donnell Street ramp. 95 still looks okay for the traffic in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four of the southbound lanes are open. Went back, looked at the construction area right now. Looks like they're behind the Jersey Wall. So 95 northbound at Route 24 is back up to speed again, but that'll change. They continue to work in that area, so we'll watch out for that. Nothing major yet towards the Annapolis area. Still looks fine coming off the Bay Bridge and then over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast: sunny and mild today with a high of 55. Overnight's going to be dry and sunny and even nicer tomorrow. 58 before a cold front comes through and ruins the whole week by hump day. Right now, clear 32 in Ellicott City, 34 in Stevensville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest item trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name
of Butterball Johnson.
Don't drive angry. Don't drive angry.
Don't drive angry or hangry in Chuck's case.
Either one.
Either one. Two Ohio-based brands teaming up to bring us the flavor mashup we didn't know we needed. Grater's Ice Cream and Skyline Chili are launching Spice Ice Cream. It comes complete with oyster cracker bits and chili spice mix.
No.
And a vanilla ice cream.
No.
Yeah. Wouldn't try it?
I would not.
Yeah. I would try it, just see what it tastes like. But I don't know if it... Yeah, some things aren't just meant. Chili, I think of being hot and spicy. I wouldn't eat cold chili. Why would he eat chili ice cream?
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's good stuff, though, that the way the Grater's makes their ice cream. It's almost like it's French-style ice cream, which is... It's kind of rich and creamy. It has more butterfat in it. It's like almost like a custard. It's really good.
Yes. That part I like.
Eli Manning's getting into the bourbon game. Knob Creek has partnered with football legend New Orleans native to introduce Knob Creek Bold Picks. Mm. So it's a limited edition Knob Creek single barrel bourbon. It'll be available at a liquor store near you shortly.
All right.
I would have thought you'd have your own version of Bailey's by now.
Well, you know, I don't mind. I mean, I get my Bailey's. Let's just say I get it.
Wait a minute. Let's just say I get it. Yeah, I get it too. But I pay for it.
I'm not making any more comments.
Well, folks, it was a rare lapse on the part of C. Witt.
But I have that's okay. That take care of me.
Yes, you do.
You're
at your friend's house repeatedly. Sometimes
now
all
they
weekend.
Bring it to the golf course.
That's right. Liquid Death is back at it again, this time taking aim at soda. The canned water brand, known for its rebellious branding and offbeat flavors, launching three new soda inspired sparkling waters. Listen to this: Killer Cola, Dr. Death, and Root Beer Wrath.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. There's no high calories from sugar. They use agave syrup to sweeten their flavor. So it's actually better for you than soda.
Okay.
But you get all the taste of a sparkling water with the soda flavor without all the calories of the sugar in soda. Mm-hmm. So I like that. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All right. And so, folks, let's just say I get it. We're going to flag that for future use.
Yeah. That's fine. You can do whatever you like, Miss Casey. It's your show. Did we mention Harford County was 2 hours late?
We did.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, at the bottom of
They're
the
saying aisle. Could be icy roads. I don't know. I haven't heard any reports of that.
Yeah, I don't know why they'd be icy roads, because it didn't rain where I was, so maybe they had a kind of a spot shower or something. We'll get our folks in Harford County to give
us
an update.
Sun's coming up, but they said 2 hour delay because of potentially icy roads.
Maybe the whatever was there thawed and refroze over the because it was cold yesterday. It refroze overnight. So,
okay, all right, just letting you know.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. RFK Jr. with a classic moment or two at his hearings last week. One involved a new minted senator from PG County, Angela Also Brooks.
You were on a show on February 26, 2021, an interview with Dr. Judy Mikovits, where you said,
the following, and I quote, "We should not be giving black people the same vaccine schedule that's given to whites because their immune system is better than ours." Can you please explain what you meant?
There's a series of studies, I think most of them by Poland, that show that to particular antigens that blacks have a much stronger reaction. There's differences in reaction to different products by different races.
So I have 17 seconds left. Let me just ask you then. So what different vaccine schedule would you say I should have received? What different vaccine schedule should I have received?
Yeah, I mean, the Poland article suggests that blacks need fewer antigens than...
This is so dangerous.
So you get the same measles vaccine.
Mr. Kennedy, with all due respect, that is so dangerous. Your voice would be a voice that parents would listen to. That is so dangerous. I will be voting against your nomination because your views are dangerous to our state and to our country.
I mean, do you think science is dangerous, Senator?
Uh-oh.
This is published peer-reviewed studies.
Uh-oh.
20 days in, she is playing the race card. Senator Angela Alsobrooks, and she got shut down by RFK Jr. on the science is settled. The next big, this is my favorite clip. This is from his exchange with Bolshevik Bernie.
I'm going to make America healthier than other countries in the world right now.
Will you guarantee do what every other major country does? It's a simple question.
And by the way, Bernie, the problem of corruption is not just in the federal agencies. It's in Congress, too. Almost all the members of this panel are accepting, including yourself, are accepting millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry.
Protecting
their interests.
I thought that would go. No.
He tried to kind of wiggle his way out of it by saying, oh, no, they were all workers. They weren't from the CEOs. They weren't from the PACs. They were all contra. They were from the work. Well, they're all working for the pharmaceutical companies. We know how this works. The CEO of the pharmaceutical company, let's say Pfizer or Moderna or whoever, they all send out a little note saying, hey, by the way, it'd be a great idea if you contribute to Bernie Sanders' campaign. It's all the same, folks. He and Liz Warren and the rest of them, they got their hands real dirty with some of this dark money, as they call it. All right, 6:51. Before we take a break, real quick call. Mike in Harford County, some precipitation did fall last night in Harford County, right?
Yes, it did. Yeah, I went out about 1 o'clock in the morning, and the car was all iced up. There was a little couple patchy little places, you know, on the way to work. But other than that, it wasn't too bad. They salted pretty good.
Okay, so something, a little spot shower or something that did fall, didn't get it in Baltimore County or Anne Arundel County, but Harford County did get a little bit of something, some ice. That's why there's a two-hour delay here this morning. Mike, thanks for the update. Appreciate that. 6:51, don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble page as well. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Sean Hannity Show.
One thing I think Republicans need to change are any votes in private. That has to stop. I think we need transparency. And I think every senator should have been willing to go on the record and let their constituents know who they voted for majority leader. It's that simple. Now, I know that Thune has been closely associated with Mitch McConnell, and I hope he will lead differently than Mitch McConnell.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, Fred says he got some sleet in Forest Hill last night. So, yeah, north and of the city is where most of that stuff fell, and the counties to the south and south east not as much. So that's why we got a little bit of delay in Harford County because of that sleet and frozen stuff that did fall last night. And guiding us through traffic wise, once again, the king of all traffic is the body himself, Chuck Whitaker.
The accident vehicles are still on the shoulder outer loop just south of I-70. They at one point were in the left-hand lane at I-70. They moved down, got into the painted out area on the right side. So with the trooper there, they're still looking at it. Delays are all the way back to the ramp at 795. Some backing, 895 now beginning around the Eastern Avenue Bridge from there into the Old Harbor Tunnel. There's a broken down vehicle on the right side of 95 southbound after the Eastern Avenue ramp. And before O'Donnell Street, not a big problem there. Traffic is getting around that. JFX, if you're coming downtown early, still clear between Ruxton Road and the ramps at Guilford Avenue, St. Paul Street, and Maryland Avenue downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
Weather channels are sunny, mild, and 55 today. Right now, clear and 33 in Middlesville, 32 in Dundalk. And investigators now are seeking the public's help in the city, identifying individuals which looked to be like maybe they were juveniles, armed, carjacking and assault of an 81-year-old man. This is a series of attacks and carjackings on seasoned citizens in Baltimore. I think last year we had an 83-year-old woman who was carjacked and injured, 65-year-old man. Remember, he was dragged through the streets, and he ended up with a bunch of broken bones and lacerations. They are specifically targeting the elderly because they can't fight back as strongly or as quickly as another individual might have. And here's one witness to that 81-year-old man coming into the store after his beating.
Come on now. This is getting out of hand. I mean, 81-year-old people getting robbed.
Yeah. And he got robbed. They took everything from this 81-year-old.
He didn't have his phone. He didn't have his wallet. He didn't have his keys.
And this was all done, according to this eyewitness, at gunpoint.
But he think they were young because of the voice. But he didn't see anything. He said that he had a gun in his face.
Yeah, so again, the assaults, the carjackings. Again, you got Brendan Scott and others up there crowing. Yeah, the homicide rate has come down. There's you know, no doubt about that. But again, the armed robberies, the carjackings. And even if the numbers are not quite as big as they were, they are still now targeting the most vulnerable of our population, our seasoned citizens. And we're watching as, you know, Governor Moore continues to fiddle while Baltimore burns. You got Vinnie Schiraldi at the Department of Juvenile Services, who continues to think that his policies are actually doing good for the state of Maryland, and they're doing the exact opposite or worse. And again, the mayor can hide behind all these homicide stats that he wants, but the truth is the quality of life in the city. I still talk to people, especially older individuals, who won't go anywhere near the city. They won't drive in the city. They won't go into restaurants in the city. They used to go to museums and the like. Sometimes they'll go to the stadia because you don't have to go through the city to get to the stadia. You can get, you go around, you know, picking up 95 at the 395, et cetera. And so you can go around the city, but there are those, and it started with the squeegers. But now it's these juveniles who are engaged in organized carjacking and targeting our most vulnerable population. So, again, the governor's not leading on this, nor is the mayor, nor is, of course, the secretary of the Department of Juvenile Services, Vinnie Schiraldi, who continues to hide behind his desk, occasionally to pop out every once in a while to testify before the General Insane Asylum. But we'll see.
We'll see if there's anything that comes out of this this session that is going to actually hold these juvenile accountables once and for all. Because as of right now, they are, again, apparently they're not being raised to respect your elders. I mean, there used to be a day, didn't matter what color family you were in, white, black, brown, whatever the case may be, you were taught, you were reared to respect your elders. And that, of course, there's no respect for that. There's no respect for life or the sanctity of life. And it's playing out on the streets of Baltimore each and every day. If you're in the market to sell your home, Vinnie Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty company that is going to do just that. They will guarantee the sale of your home. And all you have to do is call Vinny, and Vinny or one of his agents will come out. I spoke with one of his customers last week, Elaine, who's a big listener to the show. I met Elaine and her daughter, Krista. They came in and recorded a commercial. We'll be hearing that shortly. But they do wonderful work because they were looking for a specific home in a specific neighborhood so she could be closer to her grandchildren. And Vinny worked very hard to get that and was successful, made it very, very easy for Elaine her husband and family and grandchildren. So they'll do the same thing for you. Your home is guaranteed to sell. Once you sign on the dotted line and you agree to asking price and time frame, your home is guaranteed to sell, or Vinny will buy it from you and pay you in cash. And you can do that because of that database that he has with tens of thousands of agents. 410-709-7515 is the number. Vinny Steele is the name. 410-709-7515. Coming up next, right after the 7 o'clock news, a couple of Democrat congressmen, including leadership, vow to fight Trump and his agenda. We're talking about the border numbers are an absolute game changer. And the alleged killer of Rachel Warren, his trial will be held in Harford County. And the White House has got a response to sobbing Selena. Stay tuned at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump acknowledges his newly announced tariffs aimed at cracking down on the flow of deadly drugs and illegal aliens into the U.S. could cause some pain for Americans, at least for the short term.
With tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China taking effect this week, the emerging trade war could lead to higher prices. The president admitted that Americans could feel some pain in the short term, but he claimed it will all be worth the price that must be paid. He repeatedly bashed Joe Biden for high inflation, and now the Trump tariffs threaten to raise the price of cars, gasoline, clothes, toys, and avocados. Greg Clugston, Washington.
When he sits down with President Trump at the White House tomorrow, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he'll discuss victory over Hamas. The Prime Minister says the agenda will also cover Iran, as well as winning the release of all of the hostages still being held by Hamas. Crews today will start lifting aircraft wreckage from the mid-air collision from the Potomac River. So far, the remains of 55 of the 67 people killed in the accident have been recovered in last week's other air disaster.
Six people on an air ambulance flight and one person on the ground were killed when it crashed in Philadelphia a minute after takeoff Friday. NTSB Chairman Jennifer Homendy says recovery of the intact black box is a challenge.
There is substantial impact on the entire community. The debris field extends 4 or 5 blocks.
The crash coming 2 days after an American Airlines mid-air collision with 64 on board in Washington with an Army helicopter with 3 aboard. I'm Julie Walker.
Following talks with Secretary of State Rubio, Panama's president agrees to opt out of China's Belt and Road Initiative. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 601 points. NASDAQ features off 372. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Bible.
Good morning. It's 7:03, and with a check of traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop delay is still there, 795, going down to a wreck which is on the shoulder near the bridge at Crosby Road, moving south from I-70. Was a wreck earlier. It was there in the left-hand lane. So they're still looking at it. We had a trooper there as of 4 or 5 minutes ago. Inner loop at Green Spring, not bad. The Parkville side filling in just a bit at Hartford Road. Delays at the tunnels, minimal right now, 95 south. Maybe the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. 895 has been slowing right around O'Donnell Street and the Eastern Avenue Bridge. But with the lanes clear, the construction area still okay. We'll go back and revisit from time to time. They're working, but no delays right now on 95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off the work week with some sunshine and some mild temperatures. 55 this afternoon, 58 tomorrow. Midweek, some snow and sleet. It'll be light, less than an inch. 38 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Harford County Public Schools are on a two-hour delay this morning due to icy road conditions. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Baltimore District says it's ready to begin salvage efforts along the Potomac River following last week's deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. Pre-staging efforts with the U.S. Coast Guard and the Navy's supervisor of salvage and diving began Friday with the arrival of a crane barge, deck barges, dive boats, and two surface supply dive systems. According to the Corps, the initial focus will be to remove the remnants of the American Airlines jet, expected to take around 3 days. Then crews will shift to the recovery of the Black Hawk helicopter. All salvage operations will be completed in close coordination with Unified Command to ensure the dignified recovery of missing flight passengers and personnel. A man is dead after a Sunday afternoon shooting in southeast Baltimore. Police were called to the 2500 block of Biddle Street shortly after 3 p.m. to investigator shot spotter alerts. They found a 37-year-old man with multiple gunshots to the upper body. He was taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. Coming right up, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Crack of the bat, snap of the glove just around the corner in these parts as pitchers and catchers report to Sarasota in 9 days. Orioles general manager Mike Elias at the mic over the weekend fielding questions about any late moves the Orioles may be inclined to make.
It seems like there hasn't been many trades just in general this offseason, so maybe there won't be, but also maybe they're just going to happen late. I don't really know, but we're working right now and we'll continue to do that.
Potential trade market at the moment looks like this, at least in terms of pitching. The Padres may want to move Dylan Cease or Michael King. The Mariners, this could be a good fit, maybe looking to offload Luis Castillo. Ravens news, the team hiring Tyler Santucci to be their inside linebacker coaching replacement for Mark DeLeon. Santucci was Georgia Tech's defensive coordinator last year. This will be his first NFL coaching gig. Three more massage therapists have come forward with further allegations of improper conduct by Ravens kicker Justin Tucker, bringing the total now to 9. Former Ravens running back Ray Rice has been named JV football coach at Milford Mill. Rice has been a coach for the Pikesville Wildcats youth football program. Many of Pikesville's players have gone on to Milford Mill when they reach high school, helping the JV program go undefeated for several seasons. And finally, Tommy Claggett, a Maryland youth soccer coach, was among the 67 that perished last week in the D.C. plane crash. Claggett, 43 years old and the father of two young girls, coached at the La Plata Youth Soccer Association and football club Charles 1658. His two daughters were among the players he coached. Coming up at 7:35, the Wizards did something Saturday night they hadn't done in a month. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Bruce has got the day off. He'll be back with us on Wednesday. Your top stories coming up in this hour. Rachel Morin's alleged killer will stand trial here in Harford County. We'll take a look at the border numbers. They are game changers. We'll hear from Tom Holman and Kristi Noem, among others. But the top story here today, before we get to the top story, didn't John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, vow to keep the Senate in session till the Trump nominees were confirmed? I'm pretty sure he said they were going to do everything and anything to make sure that they were going to, and yet he released them over the weekend. They got to go home. Meanwhile, you got RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Cash Patel twisting in the wind. So, once again, the swamp is the swamp. If I was Trump, I'd be ticked. I'd be on the phone to Thune. Hey, buddy, keep your promises. You know, we got stuff to do here. Now, I think we're going to get... And Pam Bondi? She doesn't have a vote yet. I understand her vote's tomorrow. So you don't have an attorney general. You don't have a director of the FBI. You don't have a Health and Human Services secretary. And you don't have a director of national intelligence. And the world is on fire. Nice to know John Thune has got his priorities straight. Anyway, top story here today, Hakeem Jeffries and Kwesi Mfume taking some heat for some of their rhetoric. We'll start with the minority leader over in the House who said this on Friday.
We are going to fight it. Legislatively, we are going to fight it in the courts. And we're going to fight it in the streets.
Now, look, I think he means they're just going to oppose. They're going to be an opposition party. I don't think he's actually calling for violence. But then again, after they, including Hakeem Jeffries, he accused Donald Trump of soliciting violence when he said to have his folks for J6. Remember when Trump said peacefully and patriotically, let your voices go be heard? Hakeem Jeffries ignored that. He said it was a call to violence. So here we have Hakeem Jeffries saying, we're going to fight it in the streets. Now, the Trump administration saying that they're demanding an apology from the Hakeem Jeffries. White House Deputy Press Secretary Kush Desai said that, quote, while President Trump remains focused on uniting our country and delivering the mandate set by the American people, the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries incites violence, calling for people to fight in the streets against President Trump's agenda, end of quote. Now, they're saying they meant protests, but did they mean to shut down the 101 freeway in Los Angeles? Because that's what they did. The folks out there opposing ICE are taking it literally to the streets, and it's dangerous. Have you ever been in Los Angeles freeways? I mean, it just, look, somebody on 495, the carjacker, got hit and killed over the weekend. So anytime you go into the streets, especially busy thoroughfares, it is dangerous. And you put law enforcement at risk, you put people at risk, you put motorists at risk. And I think it's reckless, irresponsible rhetoric
on the part of Hakeem Jeffries to say we're going to fight in the streets. You can say we're going to oppose, we're going to protest, we're going to work against, but that term fight in the streets is a little bit troublesome, I should say. Then there's Kwesi Mfume. Quote, I will fight with every ounce in my body to push this president back off the things that go against people in this nation, in this city, and in this state who deserve to be treated better. We're not going to roll over, and I hope they're prepared for the fight. That's a hit. There's that fight word again. And again, I would just dismiss it as political rhetoric, but the left is the one that they weaponize the word. We'll tell you what Mfume and his fellow Democrats were advocating in just a second. I don't know if you're aware of this program called Cash, but you're going to be aware about it in just a few moments. The Chuck's worried about cash, but different kind of cash. Yes, different kind of cash. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Let's just say he gets it.
Yeah, I get it. How about when Trump said, fight, fight, fight?
Yes.
They got all ticked off, and this man had his ear almost shot off.
Exactly. No, look, we understand what it is, but you can't have it one way and then for the other person.
Look, bring them all out. Let's bring them all out. Go across the street. I'll bring my boys on this side of the street, and let's go at it.
West Side Story.
Let's go at it.
Sharks and the Jets.
You want to fight? I almost said something bad just then. We'll fight.
All right, how's it looking out there, Chuck?
West side of the Beltway, right here at the BW Parkway. The lanes are open. The one area of the Beltway that's still slow, it started off with a wreck and a couple of problems right in the same area. I-70 and the Beltway west side was in the left-hand lane for the better part of a half an hour. They moved the vehicles down to the right side. They got off to the shoulder right before the bridge at Crosby Road. They're still there. The trooper is still there. Has his lights on, of course, as a protection. The backup is still solid back to 795. Everybody else, even to Green Spring and even at Hartford Road, not bad. JFX south of Ruxton Road is good. Lanes are open. Yeah, we're a little busy south at both the harbor tunnels, but nothing major there. Made a quick check through Annapolis. All is well. Most of the traffic westbound off the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. There's a new wreck in Prince George's County with delays westbound on 50. The accident is inside the Capitol Beltway, but almost a mile back up right now on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, mild today, high 55. Enjoy the respite here because, winter comes back with a vengeance. Thanks, Punxsutawney Phil. By Wednesday, it's only going to be 38 with a chance of snow or sleet. Right now, 34 in Stephensville, 32 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Indeed it is. Last night at Andrews Air Force Base, the president returns to D.C. and immediately talks about what's happening in Panama and the Panama Canal where Secretary Rubio went on Friday.
I don't think troops will be necessary in Panama. What Panama has done is terrible for national security for this part of the world. And, 70% of the signage on the Panama Canal was written in Chinese. That's not right. It wasn't meant for China. It should have never been made. The deal was a ridiculous deal. We lost 38,000 people building the Panama Canal, one of the great wonders of the world. 38, it was the most expensive project ever built by this country, if you take it forward. The most expensive project ever built. We lost 38,000, and what happens? China owns it all of a sudden? It's not going to happen. We're not going to let that happen. We have national security concerns, and they wouldn't let it happen either. Mr. President.
Another winning moment because over the weekend, the president of Panama just terminated their agreement with China called the Belt and Road Initiative. Right after meeting with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the president of Panama said that I believe that this visit opens a way to build a new stage of relations. That is how I see it and how it is felt. On the part of Secretary Rubio and I, at the same time, try as far as possible to increase U.S. investments in Panama. So, again, this was the opening negotiation tactic by President Trump. We're going to take the Panama Canal back. Next thing you know, boom, the Chinese, their agreement has now been terminated. by the president of Panama. We'll see what else comes out of this negotiation. As to USAID, I want to tell you about USAID. Everybody thinks it stands for U.S. aid, meaning it's money that's made. No, it's U.S. United States Agency for International Development. This is a federal agency. It's like an arm of the CIA. The CIA helps to fund it. The CIA helps to run it. And the CIA uses it as its favorite for handing out candy to the countries that they're trying to influence or topple or destabilize. That's what it's for, and it should be shut down. Trump says he's rooting out the radical lunatics at USAID.
Well, it's been run by a bunch of radical lunatics, and we're getting them out. USAID. Run by radical lunatics, and we're getting them out, and then we'll make a decision.
Yeah, and again, Elon Musk was slamming the agency for spending taxpayer money to fund bioweapon research, including COVID-19. What the hell is the USAID doing that? And again, CIA folks, there's a CIA connection there, remember that. And the USAID security directors were placed on leave for refusing DOGE government inspection, claiming classified information as the justification for that. Well, why would a federal agency like the USAID have be doing with classified data or classified information? Once again, the CIA fingerprints are all over this agency. President Trump also said that as far as diversity, equity, inclusion in many federal agencies, it is now taking a permanent dirt nap.
DEI would have ruined our country, and now it's dead. I think DEI is dead, so if they want to scrub the websites, that's okay with me. But
Vice President Vance was on with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend talking about how DIE negatively impacted the FAA.
Here's the specific way in which I think the DEI policies of the last administration, the Obama administration, contributed to where we are. We have a massive shortage of air traffic controllers. And in fact, there have been a number of lawsuits from people who would like to become air traffic controllers against the Obama and Biden administration, who were basically said, we were told not even to apply because of the color of our skin, because they were white people who wanted to be air traffic controllers, and under the DEI regime of the Biden administration, they weren't welcome. Well, what does that mean? Number one, it means that we don't have the best and the brightest sometimes in these positions. But even more importantly than that, even when we do get really good people, they're going to be way overstressed because they're working long hours, because air traffic controllers are short-staffed. And we have known going back years.
Yeah. So 1,000 individuals are suing and going all the way back to the Obama years because they were skipped over because their qualifications merited to being hired, but they had the wrong skin color. So that needs to be adjudicated. President Trump has signed an executive order requiring agencies to eliminate 10 existing regulations for every new regulation they issue. And he told the USDA, remove all climate change propaganda from their websites by the end of Friday. We'll check on that a little bit later on. That's how it went down, day 15 of the new golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21 up next, we'll take a look at Tom Holman with the Game Changer, and the White House responds to sobbing Selena.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect
soon-to-be retirees? Well, that's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave, and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We could tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, and it is time once again during Monday morning rush hour with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
A couple of vehicles now in the grass on the interloop right at the ramp at Reisterstown Road, so they're off to the side. I'm almost thinking when the fire department arrives or a medic unit, whatever's going to happen here, they'll probably block the right lane. Here comes a state highway truck now coming up behind us. So already we're backed up. If you're coming up from Liberty Road, you're coming on the Beltway from 795 onto the interloop towards Reisterstown Road. They're looking at it, and it looks like now they may start to block the right lane just as a precaution. So we'll keep an eye on that, but that's the reason for the new delay there. The state police are still with the wreck on the outer loop shoulder as you're moving south of I-70 on the west side, and delays going down the west side begin at 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny and mild today and a high of 55. Tomorrow even better, sunny 58. And then cold front coming through on Wednesday. Going to drop the temperature by 20 degrees with a chance of snow and sleet as well. Right now sunny, 31 in Middle River. It's 32 in Pikesville. Glenn writes into the program here this morning regarding AID. USAID Samantha Powers ran it, and she's a total communist married to one who worked for Obama, who's also a commie. Glenn, you're absolutely spot on that. By the way, I just wanted to point out that Elon Musk with Doge, he tweeted something out on Friday and said that I am cautiously optimistic that we will reach the $4 billion a day fiscal year 2026 reduction this weekend. End of quote. The fiscal year, folks, starts October 1st of 2025 and runs through September 30 of 2026. I think what we need these cuts now. We can't wait until fiscal year 2026 begins. These cuts in the deficit, the cuts in the national debt, the $36 trillion that we're in debt, and the $2 trillion a year we're running up deficit, they need to happen now, so we don't go further in debt. And look, I applaud Elon Musk for identifying that he says he's going to cut $1 trillion, and maybe he's going to pack it all in to the last 2-3 months of the year, whatever it is. But I would like to see those cuts begin to happen sooner rather than later. Kwasi Mfume made comments that I just talked about him fighting Trump's agenda during an event at University of Maryland, Baltimore County, promoting something called Cash Campaign of Maryland. Have you heard of this? What the Cash Campaign is? Cash stands for Creating Assets, Savings, and Hope. And this group is apparently, it's a nonprofit. I'm still trying to figure out how they get their funding. I'm guessing some of it comes from the state of Maryland. I don't think it's all coming from contributions and volunteers, but we'll have to find out the answer to that. They're the ones advocating what's called guaranteed income, which is called universal income, when they give young people, what, $1,000 a month or whatever to see if they can get by on that. But anyway, here's the program that they are that Kwesi was pushing. It's the state's free tax preparation program. That's what the article says in the Baltimore Sun. State's free tax preparation program for working Marylanders who made less than $67,000 last year. Now, wait a minute. $67,000 a year is not exactly poverty level, okay? Now, if you have a family of four, you might argue that it's tough to live on that. But if this is just for an individual, you can't afford TurboTax. If you're making $67,000 a year, we have to have a state program that gives you free tax preparation. Cash Campaign of Maryland has prepared and filed more than 285,000 tax returns in its 24 years of existence and helped eligible residents receive about $420 million in total refunds or tax credits. Several high-profile elected officials were at the cash event at UMBEC, including Governor Moore. I saw a slogan over the weekend. I love it. And it said, pay more, M-O-O-R-E, get less. Johnny Zero was there, of course. And the Baltimore County Executive, interim executive, Kathy Klausmeier. Brandon Scott was supposed to be there, but he couldn't make it. But there it is. If you make under $67,000 a year, you get free tax preparation from the state of Maryland. I bet you didn't know that. So we'll find out exactly where the money comes from. We're digging in on that here shortly. It's just another giveaway. This is guaranteed. They're experimenting with this universal basic income, UBI or GI now. They call it guaranteed income. That's the new moniker for it, where this is socialism, okay? This is Marxism, where everybody is going to make, you get your little stipend. The rest of the fat cats, they're going to make tons of money. The people at the top, the elected officials, all like Governor Moore and Johnny Zero and Kwesi Mfume, they're going to make big bucks. But they're going to keep the people, it's bread and circuses, folks, is what it is. All right, 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up next, we've got some border numbers that are a game changer, and the White House responds to sobbing Selena Gomez. It's 7:30 here with the latest news headlines. In for Bruce Elliott is Julie Ryder.
Good morning. The Board of Carroll County Commissioners is filing a petition to intervene with the Public Service Enterprise Group's application for a certificate of public convenience to proceed with the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Power Line project. The board opposes the project and is petitioning the Maryland Public Service Commission in a unified effort to stop that project. According to public notice, the deadline to submit petitions is the close of business on Monday, February 17th. The board strongly urges residents to also file petitions and have their voices heard. Howard County Public Schools are banning all cell phone use for students. Schools currently allow cell phones in certain conditions. Smartwatches are still okay as long as they're not a distraction. Students that don't comply will lose their device until the end of the day, and this new policy is effective March 3rd. Baltimore County Police are investigating a deadly crash in Parkville. Police say the accident happened just before 2 a.m. Sunday at Harford and Onks Roads. According to a preliminary investigation, a driver struck and overrode a curb, then hit the back of a parked tow truck. The 32-year-old driver taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. The 28-year-old passenger dead at the scene. Maryland Attorney General's office is allocating $1 million to build a new law team, and it's to battle President Trump's incoming supply of executive orders. Democrat Attorney General Anthony Brown says the AGs are going to be on the front line of protecting the rights and interests and privileges of the residents of their respective states. The Anne Arundel County Democratic Central Committee has selected Dylan Baylor to fill a vacancy in the state's House of Delegates. Baylor's name is now being forwarded to Governor Wes Moore to fill that seat. seat. It was created when Delegate Shanika Henson was selected to fill a vacancy in the state Senate. If approved, 26-year-old Baylor will become the General Assembly's youngest member. Coming up, we check traffic, plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy in as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Here are the lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 265, and the pick 4 was 3330. And now traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels southbound with the lanes open, nothing major right now. 895 and 95, the lanes clear. And then we're looking at the big interchange here at Camden Yards, 95 Russell Street, and 395. All the lanes are open. So far, the pace has been good there. Two accidents on the Beltway, both on the shoulder. Outer loop near the bridge at Crosby Road, south of I-70, and then on the inner loop right after the ramp at Reisterstown Road, a couple of vehicles in the grass, both causing delays. The inner loop coming up from Liberty, the outer loop is slow south from 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off the work week with some sunshine and some mild temperatures. 55 this afternoon, 58 tomorrow. Midweek, some snow and sleet. It'll be light, less than an inch, 38 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With less than 2 weeks to go before pitchers and catchers report February 12th to Ed Smith Stadium in Sarasota, there's still time for the Birds to make a deal if they're so inclined. Last year, Baltimore swung a blockbuster deal to land right-hander Corbin Burnes in February. Here's O's GM Mike Elias.
I'm on the clock before the offseason's over. There are still free agents. The trade market sometimes happens very late.
Jack Flaherty is not an option anymore. Signed by the Tigers, 2 years, $35 million. Nick Pivetta is still out there as a free agent. Trade options may include San Diego's Dylan Cease or Michael King. Seattle talking about Luis Castillo. Baseball world mourning the loss of former baseball commissioner Faye Vincent, who passed away over the weekend at the age of 86. Bladder cancer. Vincent was commish for only 3 years, but it was eventful. Vincent took over as commissioner in September of 1989, following the sudden death of his friend, A. Bartlett Giamatti, who had banned Pete Rose from baseball for life just 8 days earlier, and served during a period that included a lockout in 1990 and the banning and eventual reinstatement of Yankees owner George Steinbrenner. The top two teams in the NHL squared off Saturday night in D.C., and what a game this was. The Jets and the Caps, Winnipeg leading 4-3 with 7 minutes to play.
Chychrun was crunched along the boards by Fuller. Ovechkin leads in!
Toby with a call on Monumental. A blue line blast by Ovi, no less. It was goal number 877, and that tied it at 4. But then in overtime, Josh Morrissey with the winner. Winnipeg 5-4 the final. Ovi now just 18 goals away from the all-time record. Huge trade in the NBA on Saturday night. Perhaps one of the biggest in the history of the game. Luka Doncic to the Lakers in exchange for Anthony Davis. Doncic's career average of 28.6 points per game is the highest average of any player ever traded since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was traded from the Bucks to the Lakers back in 1975. The Wizards did something on Saturday night that they hadn't done since January 1st. That's a month, and that's a win. 105-103 over the Timberwolves. The win snapped the Wizards' second 16-game losing streak of the year. Kyle Kuzma flipped in 31 and had this takeaway after the game.
Just remembering the feeling. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, remembering how it felt to win.
Which is not commonplace in D.C. this year. And finally in the NBA, Toronto Raptors home games as a place where the American national anthem is being booed. This all after President Trump threatened Canada with import tariffs of up to 25%. Boos for the Star-Spangled Banner now have also broken out at hockey games in Ottawa, Ontario, and Calgary. The time now is 7:37 when we return a little three-peat trivia.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
Boo the national anthem, Sean. Shame on you. That's what I have to say. But regardless,
they shouldn't politicize that. It's people go there for a game. They go to escape all the politics and everything else. But
exactly.
Unfortunately, it carries over.
All right, here we go. 3P trivia. By the way, have you noticed I haven't reported on the Pro Bowl?
Good.
I'm not sure what to report.
What Pro Bowl?
Right.
Pro Bowl?
It's actually
other than Marshall Manning throwing dimes. I don't know what there is to report.
I don't even know who Marshall Manning is, to be honest with you.
Is it Peyton's son? It's either Peyton or Eli's son.
I got you.
And he looks like he's NFL ready in about another 5 years, man.
Wow.
Yeah, he was
Marshall Manning, Arch Manning, a lot of Mannings. All right, three-peat trivia real quick. As you know, the Chiefs are going for three-peat this year. Right. It wouldn't be the first three-peat, though, in NFL history, or football history for that matter.
Well, it would be the first Super Bowl.
Super Bowl three-peat, that is correct. But can you name any of the other three-peats in NFL history? There have actually been two, okay, and there was one in the old All-America Football Conference.
Yes, for some reason, the Bears comes to mind.
Okay. The Bears is incorrect.
Is incorrect?
Okay. Yeah, it's close, though.
I think maybe they had a two-peat.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bears had a two-peat. Detroit Lions.
Still close. Same division.
Same division.
Same area.
Oh, the Packers.
The Packers.
The Packers. Got to be the Packers.
Packers actually did it twice.
Right.
Packers 29-31. Okay, we're going way back in the prehistoric days. But then under Vince Lombardi, again, pre-Super Bowl,
right.
Okay, they won a championship in 65.
Right.
That was when the field goal, the Don Chandler field goal controversy
right.
against the Colts, and then the first two Super Bowls. So 65, 66, 67. Okay.
Oh.
And then the Browns, the Cleveland Browns in the old AAFC,
okay.
1946-50, they won five in a row, four in the old conference, and then one in the NFL.
Was Paul Brown the coach then?
Paul Brown was the coach.
Okay. Now you're really going back. You're really digging here.
Yeah, I'm digging.
All right.
I got a shovel. I'm digging, baby.
Thanks, Garrett.
I got more for you later.
Good trivia question.
All right.
7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Remember when Selena Gomez... last week, took to her TikTok or whatever account and started sobbing that the ICE raids were attacking her people.
I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry. All my people are getting attacked. Children. They don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't.
So she was on sobbing, and again, many people are pointing out, well, she wasn't sobbing about the hundreds of thousands of people that were poisoned by fentanyl, and that illegal aliens have come in and murdered Americans and raped and assaulted and drunk driving, etc. So the White House put out a video, and this, of course, is of the Angel Moms, like Patty Morin and others, and they responded to sobbing Selena.
What about our children who were brutally murdered and raped and beat to death? I just want to say that I'm so sorry. All my people are getting attacked. Children.
Seeing that video, it's hard to believe that it's actually genuine and real because she's an actress.
You don't know who you're crying for. What about our children who were brutally murdered and raped and beat to death and left on the floor by these illegal immigrants?
I just feel like it's a ruse to deceive people and to garner sympathy for lawlessness.
I wish I could do something, but I can't.
My daughter was a child. There's many other children whose lives were taken due to people who crossed here illegally.
They didn't cry for our daughters.
No one has stood up except for us mothers to cry out about our children.
I am so happy that Trump won. I am so glad that this is one of the first bills to help with immigration.
It's only been 2 weeks, if that, since he's been in office, and he's taking accountability, and he's making moves, and he's making things happen.
President Trump genuinely cares for the American people, and he cares for the American family.
I truly appreciate everything Donald Trump has done.
We stand with President Trump and make America safe again.
Tammy Nobles, Alexis Nangare, Patty Morin, all in that video. All of their children were murdered, brutally assaulted, and raped by illegal aliens. So, Sabin, Selena, you want to shed some tears, you may want to consider those women, those moms, those children, those law-abiding American citizens whose lives were taken by your people, end of quote. All right, 7:43, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, now with the update on this Monday morning rush hour, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There's a new wreck now in Eldersburg, and the initial reports are saying Liberty Road might be affected both directions right after the light at Route 32. So definitely a heads up for that. That would be a big problem out in that section of Carroll County. Minor wreck as you're traveling on Route 32 between Broken Land Parkway and the bridge at I-95. So again, that could be a potential delay for the traffic through that area. We had the wreck earlier on the inner loop, was in the grass area just after the ramp, I should say, at Reisterstown Road. Some reason now the camera is out at that location. I don't know if they turned it off or it went out or whatever the case may be, but we're not looking at it right now. So trying to get a look to see if they might still be in there. Let me just see if it came back up yet. It has not. It is out for some reason. I don't know why. But either way, okay. The other wreck that was on the... Let me get myself together again here. The outer loop wreck was on the shoulder to bridge at Crosby Road, and they were just looking at that with the state police in that area. The wreck at Reisterstown Road, not sure what happened there, but they ended up with two vehicles in the grass on the right side. Make sure your vehicle is ready for winter driving, and make sure it's ready today by checking your battery, belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny and mild and 55 today. Overnight it'll be dry, sunny, 58 tomorrow before the cold front comes through. Maybe some snow, sleet on Wednesday. Right now 33 in Columbia, 34 in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug if you can correctly guess the fake news story. Dan is Garrett County. Dan, good morning.
You better believe it. I've been listening since Les called you and Frank the Breakfast Flakes, I think.
Wow. That's going way back.
What's the temperature out there, boy? What's the temperature outside?
33 this morning, but when we were 15 below, you guys were complaining about like 5 or 6 degrees.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Did you move out there or somebody make you move out there?
Well, no, both of my folks were from out here, and we moved out here about 6 years ago, and love it, but we listen to you every morning.
Thank you. Okay. It's a beautiful part of the state. It really is. Dan, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to listen to the wisdom of Chuck Whitaker, and I'm going to go right after Chuck.
Because remember, Chuck, he gets it.
He does.
Yeah. Story one.
Mr. Casey. You might get it today. Don't check the package if it's ticking, but you might get it today.
All my packages are surveyed prior to delivery.
No kidding. I probably shouldn't know that. I think we'll flag that, too.
Story one, Tanya Tetlow, president of Fordham University.
What's that name?
Tanya Tetlow.
Oh.
President of Fordham in New York sent an email to the school community expressing support for illegals as the president cracks down on illegal immigration. Tetlow is offering to house as many as 25 illegal aliens in her home on campus. Tetlow is also urging other school faculty and employees to do the same. Story two, true love, Chuck, as you know, is priceless. Connection isn't a commodity, and its value can't be reduced to a monetary sum. Even so, it turns out scores of wealthy relationship seekers are willing to drop $1 million for a soulmate. There's a new matchmaking company in L.A., 3-Day Rule. They launched a dating service called Million Dollar Matchmaking. And guess what? It cost $1 million. Services available in only 3 clients. Already more than 100 people applied for service on the first day. $1 million. And story 3, Illinois Democrats are trying to allow illegals across the state in the sanctuary city of Chicago to change their names to evade ICE's deportation efforts against the criminal illegals in that state. All right, story 1. Fordham University president says, I'm going to house some illegals. Why don't you do it? Story 2, million-dollar matchmaking. Or story 3, Illinois Democrats allow illegals to change their names to evade detection. All right, Kristen, we'll go with you first.
Well, I definitely think number 2, the matchmaking story, is probably true, because there's a lot of dumb, desperate people out there that would probably pay that kind of money. So I could see that being true. And, I could see the illegals changing their names and doing everything else. So I would say number 1, because I don't think that the liberals are too hypocritical. They think the illegals should stay, but they're not going to house them. I say 1.
All right. You might recall that Chuck launched Babes for Barter. That was years ago, but whole different service, folks. Chuck?
I know they're idiots, but I'm going to go with 2.
All right, Chuck goes with 2. Maybe it's because of that service that he launched years ago. Dan in Garrett County.
I don't know. The wife and I are saying 3. Our son listens from Emmitsburg. He says 3. I'm going to stick with Chuck, though. I'm with you, Chuck.
All right, thanks.
Chuck covers family.
Dan, the whole family sticking or just you, Dan?
Well, we play with our son, who's in Emmitsburg.
Okay.
We all listen, and then we all talk afterwards.
All right.
So.
You might not talk after this one, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because story number 2 is true.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Yeah, Chuck led you down the primrose path
yes,
there.
Yes, he did.
I'm sorry. If I had $1 million, I'd pay you, but I don't have $1 million.
Christian's the only one who got it right today. Story 1 is our fake news story of the day.
That was too obvious.
Okay. Dan, thanks for listening, and do it again
sometime.
He only
minimizes my win.
Yeah.
I'm not
Well, apparently it wasn't that obvious to everyone.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, zing. Oh, what a day. All right. Thanks,
right
Chuck.
In the pills.
That's right.
You I knew where. Know. Well, never mind. I wasn't really chastising you, Kristen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I got it now.
Yeah, you did. Not only
and
do
I'm
you
a gal pal too.
Not only do you get it.
No, she doesn't like me anymore. Now it's okay.
No. I was a gal pal. I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
All right, Chuck. See you.
I have to get a divorce.
I think you should leave now while you still can.
All right.
Thank you. See you in a couple. 7:49, by the way, anti-ICE protesters blocking major portions of the L.A. freeway. ICE alert there. Suspected illegals fake bomb threat shut down a South Carolina highway. And a Guatemalan man illegally in the U.S. accused of sexually abusing an Alabama child showed no remorse at his court date the other day, saying it is what it is. And so, again, they're on their way to Gitmo. We'll hear more about that a little bit later on the show from Tom Homan and from the DHS Secretary, Kristi Noem. Wallace Roofing, and they, of course, right now, with all that snow and sleet and ice that fell in the last month or so, cold temperatures, then it thaws out. Like today, it's going to be 55, 58 tomorrow. Then it gets cold again, snow and maybe sleet again. So what that happens, your roof expands and contracts. And that causes a lot of damage over the years. Especially if your roof is 20 years or older. Call Wallace Roofing, visually inspect your roof. They'll come out, take a look at your roof. They fixed mine. They fixed the gutters. and downspouts on Bruce's roof, and they'll come out and do the same. They've been in business over 90 years, and they don't use subcontractors. All of them are Wallace, employed by Wallace Roofing. They offer 0% financing, and what I love best about Wallace is they are quality craftsmen. They use the finest materials at an affordable rate. Not the most expensive, certainly not the least inexpensive, but right in that affordable range where, because we all dread having to repair the roof or replace the roof, and again, you just want somebody that you know is going to give you a fair shake, a great deal, and a roof that's going to last over your head for the next 20, 30 years or whatever the case may be. Call Wallace Roofing today, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Their MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. And don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com and on our Facebook page. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
First, Donald Trump, Greenland. Donald Trump sees that communist China and fascistic Russia are scouring the world, are building ships to control navigable waters. They're in our hemisphere. They're in both hemispheres. They're in all parts of the globe. And he's looking how we're getting choked off over time. He's a very smart man.
Mark Levin, weeknights, 7 to 10, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Got your calls and comments coming up in just a second. A judge on Friday denied a motion to move the trial of a man accused of killing Rachel Morin out of Harford County. Judge Yolanda Curtin said she did not dispute the case against Victor Martinez Hernandez had been the subject of extensive media coverage. And she said the court has been involved in several high-profile cases. The court believes the voir dire process is the adequate process. This did get national attention, so it pretty much it's going to stay right here in Harford County. Martinez Hernandez is charged with first and second degree murder, first and second degree rape, third degree sex offense, and kidnapping in the killing of Rachel Moore, the 37-year-old mom of five who ran a house cleaning business and was found on the Mom Pa Trail. So we will be following that trial very closely. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Apparently in the last couple of minutes, Curtis Creek drawbridge was up and now back down. So it looks like any backups that were there between Ordnance Road and Quarantine Road have cleared. Some of the cameras are out over on the west side, so we don't have a look right now at the wreck on the inner loop near Reisterstown Road. Still see the police car, the trooper on the right shoulder on the outer loop at Crosby Road. That wreck was way earlier at one point, was in the left-hand lane right at I-70, so that's still slow coming down from 795. The new wreck, Carroll County, Eldersburg, road blockage. We're waiting for an update. Eastbound and westbound Liberty Road apparently affected after the light at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and mild and 55 today. Enjoy it while it lasts. Right now, it is mostly cloudy. 31 in Bel Air, 34 in Pasadena. Blanca says, good morning today. Many, air quote, immigrants, and I guess their sympathizers have decided today is day without immigrants, where they will not go to work, no school, no buy. Traffic was a breeze in Orleans today. We are Hispanic, and for us, every day is, of course, American Golden Era. Have a wonderful day. Blanca, thanks so much. Let's go to the phones. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much, Sean, for clarifying these tariffs. Because, you know, liberal news, the first thing they want to do is bombard what President Trump is doing. And I did not know that Canada could really be a state. I didn't know we were taking care of them. And I didn't know we had zero tariffs. Zero tariffs on Canada, on Canadian goods. So dry your tears for them. And here's what another bombshell. Well, maybe not a bombshell, but unfortunately, the helicopter driver or rider or pilot that flew into that plane, her hours are not as many as they should be, I don't think, and somebody scrubbed her social media. And an even bigger bombshell is that the director or secretary of the Treasury resigned because he did not want Elon Musk to see where that money is going. Every check that has Treasury Department on it we're going to know where that money's going. And I wonder how many of them are going to be dead people. They're going to be dead people. They're going to be people, made up names with no Social Security. This is going to be huge when,
yeah,
we,
I
when
think,
we find this out.
I think you're absolutely right about that. As far as the Army pilot, Rebecca Lobach, that is the name of the third pilot. She was actually piloting the Black Hawk when it hit the plane, according to accounts. So it took several days for them to name her. And I was asking, why was that?
She's white. But we've seen white incompetence, well, DEI. We saw that.
Well, there's a lot of speculation. I'm not going to engage in that. But what I am going to ask is, what, you know, why the 3-day or 2-day delay or whatever it is? Well, we now know every single aspect of her social media was scrubbed. Not only hers, but her family, her mother, her father, her sister, everything. Every single social media account that she had. She also worked as a White House social aide for Biden.
Well, they scrubbed her social media, but they didn't scrub the records. Trust me.
No, the records are still there, and Secretary Pete, in the interest of transparency, hopefully you'll release those records. Because what are they hiding? That's my question.
When
scrubbing their
media,
what are they trying to hide?
Exactly. And if it was on social media, it was open to the public, so why hide it now? And I do believe they'll be transparent about it. Hopefully, you know, and as far as the illegal, you know, everybody loves America. Everybody wants to come here, but we can't take care of them. And I think Selena Gomez, just through her career, I think she's washed up anyway. But if she wasn't washed up, she really is washed up. She probably couldn't tell you the name of one of those people that's been killed.
As to the Treasury monies, it's interesting because you got Zelensky in an interview over the weekend saying he doesn't know where all the money went. Okay.
Well, I heard that.
He doesn't know where all the money. So hopefully, the new Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and others, President Trump, will call for a forensic audit and accounting of all aid that went to Ukraine. All of it.
But there were two generals that had homes that burned down in L.A.
Yeah.
Ukrainian general.
Right.
What are they doing with multi-billion-dollar mansions in L.A.?
Let's follow the money, shall we?
Have a great day.
All right, Barbara, you do the same. Thanks so much. Quickly, Jeff in Phoenix, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. I hope I have enough time to get all this in. You know, whether it be Anthony Brown, the governor of Maryland, or Nfume, they always say that with taxpayers' money, they're going to fight President Trump's policy, but they never say what policies they're going to fight, because all of his policies are benefiting the hardworking, tax-paying, law-abiding citizens. So once again, Maryland proves that it's electing people who are arsonists and want to sell you the fire extinguisher. I want to get this before the top of the hour. I don't know if you're familiar with Senate Bill 338, and what it is, it's sponsored by, of all people, Chris West and John Sailing. It's in Baltimore County in specific, and when we think about Baltimore County, crime is rising, education is horrific, so on and so forth. Instead of maybe getting more officers, they have a proposal to put in 14 new speed cameras within Baltimore County on 695 and 83.
Here we go. All right, we'll get into that, Jeff, because we're running short on time.
John.
Senate Bill 338, we'll get into that. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Up next, Senate Bill 292 on the racial profiling and traffic stops. Hartford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor is going to join us at the top of the hour to talk about why that is a bad bill and a bad idea. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Deadline day for FBI employees. They have till 3 Eastern time this afternoon to verify any work they did on criminal cases relating to the J6 U.S. Capitol riot.
Employees must answer a questionnaire listing their job title and any role they played in the investigations. It's sparking fear about a fresh round of firings at the FBI after last week's firings of 10 senior officials. Critics believe President Trump is carrying out a purge of FBI and Justice Department officials who not only played roles in the January 6 prosecutions, but in criminal cases against Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Saying the United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world, President Trump defending the tariffs about to take effect on certain imports from China, Canada, and Mexico. Mr. Trump acknowledges the tariffs could cause a little pain for American consumers over the near term, but he says it's necessary to achieve positive long-term change. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is visiting the U.S. for the first time in 3 years. Tomorrow, he'll meet with President Trump at the White House. The Prime Minister credits bold Israeli action for changing the face of the volatile Mideast.
Our decisions and the courage of our soldiers have redrawn the map. But I believe that working closely with President Trump, we can redraw it even further and for the better. I believe that we can strengthen security, broaden the circle of peace, and achieve a remarkable era of peace through strength.
Today, crews begin lifting debris of the American Airlines plane from the Potomac River. The plane and an Army helicopter collided last week near Reagan National Airport, killing 67 people. The remains of 55 of the victims recovered so far. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 674 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hear me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
Oh, please, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Live. Good morning. It's 8:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
895 is slowing a little bit. That's the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It's heavy traffic right around the O'Donnell Street ramp, so it's really nothing out of the ordinary, but it is slow from there going into the tunnel southbound, and everybody is moving, so at least we are moving the traffic into the tunnel. Not too bad. Fort McHenry Tunnel looks to be in good shape. All four lanes are open and then moving south, and the camera, one of the cameras is out. Several cameras are out, but the camera at 95 Russell Street, 395, that one is also out. That's a big wreck in Eldersburg, and several lanes are blocked. Both sides of Liberty Road, just to the east of Route 32. There's also an impact on Route 32 for the local traffic in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off the work week with some sunshine and some mild temperatures. 55 this afternoon, 58 tomorrow. Midweek, some snow and sleet. It'll be light, less than an inch. 38 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police have posted surveillance video of a car that may be connected to the deadly shooting of a 17-year-old in Reisterstown last June. The video does not identify the exact make or model of the car, but a black sedan is seen driving through a gas station after Nestor Nunez was shot and killed on Hammershire Road. A reward of up to $2,000 is being offered for information that leads to an arrest and conviction. Maryland Comptroller Brooke Learman is reminding residents to check for unclaimed property. One in seven people in Maryland have unclaimed funds, including forgotten paychecks, refunds, security deposits, and more waiting to be claimed. In 2024, the state's unclaimed property division returned $60 million to rightful owners and heirs. And Learman says her office has increased outreach efforts to let people know how to make claims on property safeguarded by the state. The public can check the website MarylandTaxes.gov. Coming right up, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend Rod Baroy and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-2 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the news continues to get worse for Ravens kicker Justin Tucker, with three more massage therapists coming forward this weekend accusing Tucker of inappropriate sexual conduct. The list now is up to nine. One masseuse alleges that incidents occurred at the spa at the Ritz-Carlton residences, and another at Quintessential Gentleman, better known as QG, on Calvert Street in downtown Baltimore. Baseball news, Adley Rutschman looking for a bounce-back season. The O's catcher suffered the worst stretch of his career last year in the season's second half, but hope springs eternal, as they say.
Always have confidence in myself, and I trust my ability to bounce back and work hard and get healthy and do all the things necessary. And got great guys around me, great coaches, so very excited.
Pitchers and catchers report to Sarasota on February 12th. And finally, lacrosse over the weekend. Maryland opened its 100th season on Saturday with a 12-7 win over 18th-ranked Richmond. Goalkeeper Logan McEnany wearing the coveted number one Maryland jersey this year. 14 saves between the pipes. It was Maryland's 32nd straight home opening win. Elsewhere, 8th-ranked Hopkins over 10th-ranked Denver, 13-10 the final. Russell Melendez out of Archbishop Spalding with four goals for the Jays, and it was number 11 Georgetown, 13-6 over Loyola. Coming up at 8:35, the Purple Patio survives, but Princeton Sports says goodbye to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce has got the day off. He'll be back with us on Wednesday. In this hour, we're talking about Senate Bill 292, introduced by Baltimore County Senator Charles Sidnor. It says motor vehicles, secondary enforcement, and admissibility of evidence. For the purpose of requiring a police officer to document all reasons for a traffic stop or other stop on a citation or police report resulting from the stop, establishing that certain evidence obtained during a traffic stop or other stop in violation of certain provisions may be or is inadmissible in certain proceedings, authorizing a police officer to enforce certain provisions of the Maryland Vehicle Law only as secondary action, establishing a police officer's failure to comply with the provisions of this act as a basis for administrative disciplinary action and generally relating to police stops. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gillen now joins us. Good morning, Sheriff, and I understand you put out a video kind of mocking this whole thing.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, indeed we did, and it went a lot more. We knew it would be pretty good, but I didn't expect it to go quite as far as it did. I think it's up to something like 12 million views.
It went viral. It went crazy.
It's 1.7 million views, 12,000 shares. Yeah, it went crazy. But all in a good way to show the nonsense of what the senator is introducing here. And there's a House version as well with more of those members on the House side. They tend to be a little more pro-criminal on that side of the House, on the House side. But this is just more of the anti-police. Police are the bad guys, and let's excuse criminal behavior from our lawmakers. Lawmakers support the lawbreakers.
You know, we're being told that this is going to stop racial profiling, quote unquote, because they're claiming that 56% of the stops that law enforcement makes are of black drivers, and only 25% of Baltimore County's population is black. And so when you hear that accusation or allegation that law enforcement officers are profiling motorists, what is your reaction to that?
Well, I say, you know, we've heard this for years and years and years. We've been through all these different measures that are going to correct this, you know, collecting the traffic stop data, doing cameras in the cars, doing body cameras, because all of this was going to show how racist our police were. And quite the contrary, it showed what a great job our men and women across this country generally do every single day. And certainly there's some bad apples out there mixed in with the, you know, millions of police officers, a million police officers in the country. But I think it's just, again, a distraction. And you can get into a long discussion on, you know, what the different demographics violate laws at different rates. You know, there's some great books by Heather McDonald, who's nationally recognized from the Manhattan Institute, looking at traffic stop data. But at the end of the day, you know, we've put cameras on all of our police officers. We watch what they do. We ensure that they are out there doing a great job. And I can tell you, in the years we've had them, we've had profiling complaints. We have not had one that was sustained.
Yeah, and I think you look at some of these the examples that you put in your video, and some of these cited here. You can't stop anybody for a broken taillight anymore, which is, you know, a public safety issue.
Sure.
You can't say, my question is, we can take this to the extreme. It says you can't stop somebody if they throw something out of their car. What if it happens? Yeah. What if it happens to be a body?
Yeah. I guess you just ignore that too.
Yeah.
And I say, if they want people to be able to drive around at night with their headlights off, then just make it legal. You know, put us in danger. We know what they're doing when they pass these kind of laws, and they discourage the police from being out there enforcing the laws that they have passed. They don't want us to enforce them. Then just make it legal to go with, you know, to throw your litter outside the car, to make U-turns in front of other cars. The silly things that are proposed in this bill. And we talked about that night we did the video. The next morning, we had a case that we pulled over a truck for, it was either a tag light or a tail light, and it was suspects in a local theft.
Wow.
So, you know, these cases happen every single day across this country, where you can use them for pretextual stops, but generally, you know, you stop somebody for a headlight out, you find the intoxicated driver, criminal activity, you uncover all the time on the simple traffic stops. It could be speeding, but it could be something like littering. And, you know, who wants to feel bad for the criminal that just commits a crime and goes down the street and throws all the trash out of the car? If they're that stupid, they deserve to go to jail.
Okay, more with Sheriff Jeff Keller here in just a moment. We're going to pause for a traffic update. Latest is on traffic weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And we're looking at 95 southwest side. Not too bad coming up towards the Caton Avenue ramp and then eventually up into 395. Now, 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, still slow. Right there at O'Donnell Street, all it is a speed reduction from there going into the tunnel. That's it. 95 next door. Fort McHenry Tunnel still in good shape. Some of the areas on the Beltway, we have no access to cameras. Don't know why. They have an outage or whatever the case may be. But it looks to be just about the normal delays right now. New wreck in the city, Frederick Avenue, Pulaski Street, over on the west side. Lane blockage there. Big wreck in Eldersburg. And we can see from the data that there's a backup not only on Liberty Road. The wreck is also affecting traffic there on Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, mild, and 55 today. It's 34 and partly cloudy in Annapolis, cloudy 32 in Forest Hill. On our Newsmaker hotline, Harford County Sheriff Jeff Geller. We're talking about Senate Bill 292. Look, you've been down to Annapolis to testify frequently, Sheriff, and it seems to me over the last 2 to 3 years, this body continues to become more pro-criminal, more anti cop, and they took a, you know, again, the liability issue, they took that away, so now police officers can be sued. And now the latest is that they're looking, if you pull somebody over and you don't do all the paperwork or whatever, that they can be administratively disciplined. Does this make it more difficult to recruit police officers in all these agencies?
Oh, absolutely. We've seen a crisis in recruiting. We've been somewhat immune to it. Unfortunately, in our county, we're having our own issues with you know, the lack of police support. So we're seeing it as well. A hard time finding men and women willing to do this job. I just saw Hagerstown the other day. He's offering a $40,000 hiring incentive. We're doing 10. You know, finding men and women who want to come out there and put their life at risk, you know, and yet this is what our legislators think of them. In 292, they put language in there, like you said, just to make sure that the police officer can be disciplined administratively. It's not good enough that you can't even stop the violators, but if a police officer is so daring as to stop that impaired driver in the middle of the night because the headlights are off, we need to make sure that police officer is disciplined. How can you encourage people to come out into this field and be willing to sacrifice their livelihood and their freedoms because we have legislators who are pro-criminal?
Right? Well, this is,
you know, I say it all the time.
And this is what I don't get, and maybe you can shed some light on this, because they're saying many of these things have to be a secondary offense. So what would the primary offense be if somebody...
Well, something like speeding. You know,
okay.
So
if you pull them over for speeding and they have a broken tail light, you can cite them for that as well. But
yes, correct.
Okay.
But again, a lot of these stops, you know, police officers, you know, are routinely out there. They're not pretextual stops. There are people out there who are just doing a good job. And you look at Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bombing. We forget that he was pulled over by a state trooper for no tags on his car. We heard that story down here last night at the sheriff's conference, and no tags on his car, and that's why the police officer stopped him. Without that traffic stop, maybe they never identify him. Who knows? But that broke that case, and yet in Maryland, we want to watch that violation drive by and have as we showed in our video, just have the police officer wave goodbye and let it go.
Yeah, the other part of this is this documentation requirement. So, which is going to tie police officers up to me, it seems like longer, and this might affect the admissibility of evidence. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you always document a traffic stop. You know, if you pull them over, they get a written warning, they get a repair order, they get a traffic citation, and if it's a traffic citation, you know the police officer is making notes so he can testify to it in court. But even a written warning, I think, would satisfy that. You know, you pull somebody over for littering, and you note on the warning that what they got pulled over for littering is documented. So I don't know what the senator means there. I think our traffic stops are documented. Every one of our traffic stops called into dispatch. So I think that already happens, and probably just a little bit of Annapolis's ignorance on how police actually function in 2025. But the concern to me is just to try to motivate men and women to come into the field, to keep them motivated, to do a good job, to do proactive policing, which is what keeps our community so safe. That's where my concern is, and this is just a silly piece of legislation.
Just one other question before we let you go, because I know you're busy at the National Association of Sheriffs gathering in D.C., but again, Harford County does cooperate with 287G, and you cooperate with ICE agents in your county.
Yes.
What is the tone and tenor of the sheriffs right now? I'm not asking you to speak for all of them, but what is the tone and tenor as we're watching a new administration and this crackdown on illegal aliens?
Tom Homan was an opening speaker at our conference, for this conference, for the winter meetings, and I think very well received. And the message is, you know, from him, from the Trump administration, that the criminal offenders, the illegal aliens who are in this country committing crimes against our citizens are who they are focusing on, who they are targeting, and what police officer or chief should not be behind that. Get criminal offenders out of the community so they can't do further harm to the citizens that we serve. You know, we've cooperated with ICE for 7 years. To me, this is not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's a public safety thing, and it's a shame that one party seems more concerned about it than the other. This is public safety 101. So I think overall the message here for the new administration is get the criminals out, and the best way to do that is 287G. We partner so people come in jail or screened. It's safe. It's a lot better than ICE, you know, surrounding a house and having a whole bunch of people in a house, or a traffic stop. If we already have them in custody, we screen them, and they say this person needs to be deported. That's the safest interaction I can possibly imagine in order to assist ICE do this job. So I hope we see a lot more 287 programs in our state and across the country.
Very good. Sheriff Jeff Gill, Harford County, thanks for taking the time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7 to make sure that if you are involved in a serious accident resulting in a serious injury, that you get the serious legal representation that you need. And again, it is important that we point you to the website, maflaw.com, for several reasons. It's got the 15 things to remember if you are involved in a serious accident. Download it, print it, keep it in your glove compartment or above your visor so when you need it, it's there. Because let's face it, these are traumatizing accidents in many cases, and you forget. You know, you know, it's a little bit traumatizing. You get a little bit of panic so it can set in, or just, you know, again, you don't know. This might be your first time ever in an accident. So get that, and also download the Personal Injury Assistant app, in which you are then able to use on your phone. You can then take pictures. You can interview witnesses. You can take video of the scene. So all of it is fresh. And because oftentimes it's difficult. People trying to get them come in and testify in court on your behalf, or even for you to remember all the details of exactly what the scene looked like or the people that have said something. So download that, get that on your phone, and then once you use it, it's automatically downloaded into the servers at the law firm so they can begin working on your case and claim. That's maflaw.com, the law offices of Michael E. Freeman, serving Marylanders for over 40 years.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Massethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
The Rob Carson Show.
Matthew Graves, who's going to be going to jail. These January the 6ers, a lot of them didn't even enter the Capitol building. The judges involved in this over-punishment all need to go to jail and replace the Jan 6 protesters. And for those of you who said that they deserved what they got, you are intellectually and morally bankrupt, and you are the same people who would have shot people trying to escape between the barriers from East Germany to West Germany.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:23, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Lugnuts Johnson.
Big wreck in Eldersburg this morning, still affecting Liberty Road right after the light at Route 32. And the data was showing, I was looking at some of the information there, pretty good size backups there and lane closures on both sides of Liberty Road, and then a backup on Route 32 as well. So local traffic heads up for that. Some reason we don't have cameras. 795, all out. Beltway West Side, all out. JFX, all out. I don't know. I don't have any reason. Nobody's told me anything yet, but some of those are out. But yet, in the meantime, some of those are still working, so we have to be prepared for that. Try to get a look when we can. Construction underway, but they're not causing any big problems right now. They're working on 95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Weather channel says sunny and mild and 55 today. It'll be dry overnight and sunny and 58 tomorrow. Wednesday, it gets interesting. Cold. Cold front moving through. Pineapple Express is what they're calling it. 38. A chance for snow and or sleet. Should be less than an inch, but you never know. As we get closer to President's Day, that's when we usually get. When you least expect it. Right now, 33 and cloudy in Bel Air, 35 in Pasadena. And let's see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the big ring in the center of the On the big top, we've got a small little, it's in a little EV. And it's packed full of Democrats, as usual. And they make a series of left-hand turns going in circles until eventually the vehicle runs out of juice. And out pops one Texas Congresswoman Democrat, Jasmine Crockett.
Since I now serve on judiciary, my first hearing was immigration. And I know there's a lot of propaganda that's out there. But one of the things that I made clear is that it's not immigrants that are committing all the crimes. I get that you can find any random criminal in any race. I just want to be clear. But going out and finding one terrible situation and then taking a paintbrush and saying this applies to all of them is wrong. Let me make sure y'all got the facts. Most extreme crimes that take place in this country are committed by white supremacists.
Oh, ho, ho.
80% of extreme crimes are committed by white supremacists in this country. Do you know who went up there on January 6th? White supremacists. This ain't me just telling you this. You can Google this if you don't believe, but it was the Oath Keepers. It was the neo-Nazis. It was the Proud Boys. They are all white supremacists.
Source? Would you happen to have a source that you could using intelligent in the same sentence as Jasmine Crockett is an exercise in futility. Get back in the clown car where you belong. Most crime committed by white supremacists. Really? Somebody just sent me over the weekend, it's Black Lives Matter week in Howard County schools. Did you hear that? They're celebrating a organization started by Marxists, run by Marxists. And if black lives truly matter, why is there so much black-on-black crime in most of our major cities? And, of course, Jasmine Crockett ignored that completely. But it's all about white supremacists. Yeah, there are white supremacists, and yeah, there are some out there who commit crimes. But the vast majority of crime, let's look at our inner cities, let's look at outside the country, let's look at Antifa. You know, maybe that's what she means by white supremacists, because they are white, mostly, and they are extremists, that's for sure. All right, 8:28, 28 minutes after the hour. And you can join us here coming up after the bottom of the hour here. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley has lost again. Hard to believe he has this much losing in his background, but he's lost again. We're also going to take a hear from Tom Holman and also from Kristi Noem as well when it comes to the immigration issues. Meanwhile, Maryland state delegates are calling for immediate pause on the BGE utility rate hikes, getting all sorts of emails from folks like this one from Jeanette, complaining about lots of prices. The media is complaining about the price of eggs, but the biggest price gouging right now, she claims, coming from BGE. My electric bill, all my friends just jumped by about $200, and this is before the polar vortex. So, folks, electricity, that's because we're taking all the coal-fired plants offline. There's nothing to replace them. We've got to import 40% of our power here in Maryland. It's only going to get worse. And Carroll County, in fact, just filed a petition to intervene in the Piedmont power line project there. That's a mess. We don't have enough electricity to run everything that we have here with the retirement of Brandon Shores and everything else. The energy policy of the state of Maryland has been completely mismanaged. It has been completely mismanaged. And people should be held accountable for that. But who's going to pay? They're worried about Trump's tariffs, okay? But the vast majority of it is going to pay way more in electric rate hikes, in gas hikes, and so on and so forth, until Trump unleashes the full power of his national energy emergency. So that is just, pay attention to that, folks. It's very, as you open up your bill from BG&E, you're going to get hit just like I did recently, along with my state property tax assessment. It was a double whammy. It was a bad week for me, to tell you the truth. 8:30, coming up next, two white dudes end up being the heads of the DNC. How did that happen? It's 8:30, time for the latest news in Fort Bruce. Here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Baltimore County Police have found a toddler wandering alone in Pikesville this morning around 6:40. The Hispanic girl is about 2 years old, and she was in the area of St. Vincent's Drive and Brook Mill Road. A picture of that child is on the Baltimore County Police X account. The Board of Carroll County Commissioners filing a petition to intervene with the Public Service Enterprise Group's application for a certificate of public convenience. This is to proceed with the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Power Line Project. The board opposes the power line project and is petitioning the Maryland Public Service Commission in a unified effort to stop it. According to the public notice, the deadline to submit petitions is the close of business, February 17th. The board is strongly urging residents to also file petitions to have their voices heard. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Baltimore District, says it's ready to begin salvage efforts along the Potomac River following last week's deadly midair collision near Reagan National Airport. Pre-staging efforts with the U.S. Coast Guard and the Navy Supervisor of Salvage and Diving began Friday. According to the Corps, the initial focus will be to remove the remnants of the American Airlines jet, and that should take around 3 days. Then crews will shift to the recovery of the Black Hawk helicopter. All salvage operations will be completed in close coordination with Unified Command, this to ensure the dignified recovery of missing flight passengers and personnel. Baltimore police arrested a carjacking suspect over the weekend. On Saturday, license plate recognition received a hit for a vehicle that had been taken in a carjacking. Officers in the Eastern District located that vehicle in the 2400 block of East Biddle Street. They arrested a 27-year-old man as he exited the vehicle. The suspect was taken to central booking for processing. Coming up, we check traffic plus the Weather Channel forecast.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 265 and the pick 4, 3330. Now with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
If we're up around the Haverty Grace, some road work is underway now. Route 40 at the Haydon Bridge and maybe closing at least one lane on the westbound side. There's been some backing there as you're moving between Cecil and Harford County on Route 40. Some backing on the Beltway, mostly on the west side, coming down through I-70. They're still working on the wreck Liberty Road at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off the work week with some sunshine and some mild temperatures. 55 this afternoon, 58 tomorrow. Midweek, some snow and sleet. It'll be light, less than an inch. 38 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
No Corbin Burns, no Anthony Santander on this year's Orioles team. So a natural question posed to Burns manager Brandon Hyde is, without that veteran presence, who will lead this Orioles squad in 2025?
You know, Westy's here and Gunner and Adley. And these guys are now getting in their third year. And They definitely have the makeup for it.
And GM Mike Elias says the Birds actually may not be done yet constructing the roster.
So we like where we're at, but we still have time on the clock before the off season's over. There are still free agents.
The trade market sometimes happens very late.
Jack Flaherty is gone. He's now with the Tigers, 2 years for $35 million. Nick Pivetta is still out there. As far as the trade market is concerned, potentials Dylan Cease from the Padres and Luis Castillo from the Seattle Mariners. To football we go, where there's no let-up in the Justin Tucker situation. Three more massage therapists came forward over the weekend claiming unwanted sexual behavior on the part of the Ravens kicker. This brings the total to 9 now. Tucker's future in the NFL, and with the Ravens in particular, is murky at best. And FYI, the cap hit in 2025 for Tucker would be the highest among all kickers in the NFL. His field goal percentage last year was the worst of his career, and Tucker's contract calls for 3 more seasons with the Ravens. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Raiders have hired Ohio State offensive coordinator and former NFL head coach Chip Kelly to be their next OC. Kelly, at $6 million, will move past Todd Monken and the Giants' Mike Kafka to become the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. Monken, of course, now negotiating a new contract with the Ravens. Maryland football news, the program hiring longtime NFL offensive coach Pep Hamilton to be their new OC. This according to the NFL Network. His son Jackson Hamilton is an incoming freshman quarterback at Maryland. On the hardwood yesterday, the Maryland women fell to Illinois 66-65 in College Park. It was the first time the women lost to Illinois ever after 17 wins in a row. Local college basketball over the weekend, don't sleep on the Tigers. Towson winning their 8th in a row, 55-54 over Drexel at TU Arena. 3,200 packed the place and watched the Tigers hold the Dragons scoreless over the final 3:10 to win it. Here's head coach Pat Scarry after the game.
It's not the best we've played. I'm proud of our guys, though, for not buckling. Sometimes you come home after two great road wins and a third game in a week, and you're a little bit gassed.
They weren't gassed on Saturday, winning at 55-54. And finally, Angel Reese, Randallstown's homegrown basketball star, who now plays for the Chicago Sky and the WNBA, is the first female athlete to be featured in a national meal collaboration with McDonald's. McDonald's announcing the Angel Reese Special, otherwise known as a barbecue bacon quarter pounder with cheese, fries, and a high-C orange lava burst drink. Not sure what that is. A 1,230-calorie feast that you can try for yourself beginning 1 week from today. The time now is 8:37. When we return, Princeton Sports says goodbye to Baltimore.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
This is actually a little sad for me.
I see with a big smile on your face.
Well, I do, because it's a great memory. Princeton Sports. This is a sports/Baltimore/business story. I'm sure you're familiar with Princeton Sports.
Oh, absolutely.
Located on Falls Road by Clarkview. They have another location in Howard County. The Davis family, Alan and Paul, the brothers, after the father started it. 89 years in business. Skis, tennis rackets, bikes, lacrosse sticks, you name it, all right. Sports equipment. They will close their doors after 89 years in Baltimore.
I guess nobody else wants to run the business.
I guess maybe the next generation, whatever it is. I know they did a great business for many, many years. I hope it's not a commentary on Baltimore's economy. Okay, maybe it is. For me, it's a little bit personal. As I told you earlier, when I moved to Baltimore in 1987, I moved in January in the winter. Springtime comes. I want to get my tennis racket strung up. So I find out about Princeton Sports. And I go to get, everybody says, go to Princeton Sports. So I go to Princeton Sports. I got my tennis racket strung up. Right next to me is a beautiful young girl, a young lady who was getting her lacrosse stick done. And we met, and that was my first Baltimore girlfriend.
Wow.
38 years ago.
See, I heard the story a little differently. I heard that sports guy comes to town, figure the best place to troll is for dates is at a sports place.
So you must have heard that from my wife, right?
I did.
You saw her last week.
I did.
And you immediately went there.
Very good. Good story.
89 years. Wow.
Sad ending for Princeton Sports. That was a great place, no doubt. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And yes, there was a DNC election over the weekend.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
Martin O'Malley lost another election for national office. Yes, he did. The former Maryland governor lost the election for DNC chair. He just doesn't have any luck in running for president or any of these other national elections. Of the 428 votes cast, former Governor O'Malley got 44. Wow. That's pretty impressive. 44! And listen to who he lost to, okay? He lost to the Minnesota Democrat Farm Labor Party dude, white dude by the name of Ken Martin, who's a lunatic, by the way. These are the same people who gave us Mondale and Tampon Tim, the same party. He's going to be the head of the DNC, who, by the way, thought that Trump should have been prosecuted for treason. That's how far out this dude is. And then you have the vice chair, David Hogg. Remember him? David Camera Hogg? He wants to abolish ICE, defund the police, and designate the National Rifle Association as a terrorist group. Hey, Democrats, good luck with that. Where's all that self-reflection on what happened during the last election? I think it's amazing because Jamie Harrison, the outgoing DNC chair, he said this of their election, quote, "Our rules specify that when we have a non-binary candidate or officer, the non-binary individual is counted as neither male nor female, and the remaining six offices must be gender balanced." Okay. I'm sorry. I'm having too much fun with this. With all these gender exclusionary non-binary roles, two white dudes end up getting elected to the Democrat National Committee. Oh, it is just too rich, folks. It really is. But again, it just goes to show that this party is just, I got to think we're actually going to increase seats in the midterm elections, because I just think right now public perception of the Democrats is they have hit rock bottom. 31% of voters have a favorable opinion of the Democrats, according to a Quinnipiac poll. So, again, you just got two radicals now. You've elected for chair and vice chair. And old Two Guns Marty, well, he went down with only 44 votes. It's time to just hang it up and go quietly into the night. All right? That would be my best advice. Tom Holman was on with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend. Do we have time? I think we'll wait. We'll wait on this here because we're coming up on traffic. Whether we get all this in here, just saying. And then some of your calls as well. But that's just, it is just too funny, folks. Big election, you'd think, maybe a little, where did we go wrong? And, you know, maybe we got away from this wokeism, this progressivism. No, they doubled down and hired two more of the same on the Democrat side of the aisle. Day 43, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
One of the cameras, it is working. I just pulled this one up just to check, see what's going on. Normally not much of a problem here on 895, but southbound, for some reason now, is backed up in the right lane coming out of the toll plaza and heading down towards the area around Frankfurst Avenue down to Poteet Street. Not sure what it is, but there are a lot of stuff sitting here on the right shoulder, and they're stacked up there. People getting by to the left, so I don't know. Looking down at the camera at Poteet Street, I don't see anything there, but right in this area, just around the K-Trust Bridge, which is the big steel bridge after the toll plaza, southbound, you'll see that activity in the right lane. Both the tunnels, really southbound, haven't been too bad this morning. 895 had been a little bit slow. Now it looks better. 95 is completely clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be sunny and a mild day today, 55. Overnight it's going to be dry, pretty much the same for tomorrow before cold front comes through. Might bring some snow and sleet by Wednesday. It is 35 right now in the city and 35 in Owings Mills. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, a mass shooting at a splash pad near Detroit last year left 9 people injured, including a little boy named Janek Babut. Thankfully, no one died in that shooting, but Babut lost his eyesight. Now, he's handing out slime that makes unusual noises when you push down on it to cheer up his fellow children in the hospital. Here's Yannick talking about his love for these noises and his grandma talking about the fact that he's trying to bring joy to others.
What noise did it make that made you laugh?
The fart noise.
Who doesn't think farts are funny? I mean, come on.
Some girls, but my friend Jane thinks they're hilarious. And here is the noise.
Seeing them, you know, laughing again and seeing them starting to run around and just be themselves again was so inspiring to me.
Yannick's like, man, I wanna do this for the other kids.
He lost his sight, and yet somehow he maintains an amazing attitude, and he goes around making other kids laugh. Good for Janek Babut. Look, he got dealt a bad hand, but in the game of life, he's got a lot of cards to play. Just an incredible story. Take a phone call here this morning. John is in Bel Air. Good morning, John. Hello, John. John could not wait. He was concerned about Elon Musk getting access to Social Security and Medicare. And while I understand that everybody is, you know, kind of uncomfortable with some of the Doge things, Trump said last night from Andrews Air Force Base that some of the stuff that Elon has come up with, he just doesn't agree with. And he's poo-pooed it. So, but that's the beauty of having another voice in the room. Trump's going to make the final decisions. One of those, I look at it this way. If he has got access to Treasury checks, Treasury payments, Social Security, Medicare, you know how many times we've done stories where Social Security checks have gone out to dead people? Or Medicare has been, abused? And defrauded. I'm hoping that Musk can root out some of that and get the money to where it's supposed to be and prosecute those people that have been ripping us off blindly for years. And that includes people in government as well. So I'm comfortable with it as long as Trump is making the final calls. Again, I think that Musk, I applaud him for his efforts. I know him and Vivek had a difference of opinion on how that should happen. That's why Vivek is no longer with Doge, and he's contemplating a run for governor of Ohio. But it's all good. Tom Holman was on Maria Bartiromo yesterday talking about the numbers at the southern border are indeed a game changer.
The crossings on the border are down 93%. 93%.
Wow.
That's a bigger decrease than under the first Trump administration. So, look, I said it. President Trump is a game changer. No one has had the success he's had on securing the border. He clearly understands we can't have strong national security if we don't have border security. We need to know who's coming in, what's coming in, where it's coming in, why it's coming in. And we have achieved a success on the border already. We got more work to do. And on top of that, we, as far as deportation operation, we're just shy of, I think we got 5,000 already arrested the first week, and majority of them being criminals. The non-criminals, and the media's talking about, these non-criminals. The non-criminals are arrested.
Yeah, 93% down. That's just incredible. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem also talked about some of the people already removed and on their way to Gitmo.
Yes, due process will be followed, and having facilities at Guantanamo Bay will be an asset to us, and the fact that we'll have the capacity to continue to do there what we've always done. We've always had a presence of illegal immigrants there that have been detained. We're just building out some capacity. So we appreciate the partnership of the DOD in getting that up to the level that it needs to get to in order to facilitate this repatriation of people back to their countries. So remember that Guantanamo Bay, clearly by this president, has said that it will hold the worst of the worst, that we are going after those bad actors. This last week I was in New York City. We were going after people that had warrants out for their arrest on murders and rapes, assaults, gun purchases, drug trafficking. In fact, we had a member of TDA that was one of the ringleaders that we picked up that week had been trying to buy grenades. These are the types of individuals that we are targeting. We're removing different communities and that could end up having a stay at Guantanamo Bay before they are returned home to their countries to deal with.
Yeah, in case you missed the reference there, Secretary Noem says they arrested a member of TDA, that's Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan gang that's probably worse than MS-13, trying to buy grenades. Gee, I wonder what they wanted them for. So, again, it's just... it's just amazing to have people, real leaders, that care about the American people and their safety back in charge again, and it's only been 15 days. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, absolutely, because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We can add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We can tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the federal benefits review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Here from John, he says, of course, I'm super hopeful to gain seats during the midterm election, but a lot is going to depend on what happens with Trump's agenda and with these tariffs. If they backfire and cause the cost to skyrocket, I think that's going to hurt him ultimately. What's going to affect the midterm elections, of course, above in Canada, Mexico, and even China cave to Trump's actions. There's going to be a lot of noise in the beginning with these tariffs and so-called retaliatory tariffs, which actually were the ones placing the retaliatory tariffs on Canada and Mexico, not vice versa, as the media is reporting. But if they won't stop at 25%, Trump will they'll take it up to 30%, 35%, 50% until they knuckle under. Because guess what? Here's the financial reality. Mexico and Canada need access to the biggest consumer market in the world. That's the United States. We don't need Canada, and we don't need Mexico. Okay, except for maybe some heavy crude oil in Canada. But more on that coming up. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the updaters, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, well, we figured out what the backup was on this ramp. You're coming out of the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound. You pay the toll, and then you get onto the K-Trust Bridge. You normally exit at Potee Street, and you go, okay, well, there's not much usually happening there. Well, the problem is there is a train that right now is stopped on Shell Road and really has been going back and forth and back and forth. And the traffic on Shell Road coming off the ramp from the southbound Harbor Tunnel is just sitting there. They can't go anywhere because the train is right across Shell Road. So anybody down there in Fairfield, that's the reason for it. I can see several boxcars just sitting right there on the tracks, and they were moving, and now they're stopped. So if you can work your way around through that area, not a lot of ways around it. You may have to work your way down maybe a little further south and then come back up. But in the meantime, be prepared. You could exit at Frank First Avenue coming off the tunnel and work your way through there. But right now, Shell Road is definitely the problem. They're still working on the wreck on Liberty Road east of Route 32. City Police had a wreck on the west side. They're still out at Frederick Avenue and Pulaski Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the chalice is sunny and mild today, 55, the expected high, 36 right now, and cloudy in Dundalk. It is 36 in Reisterstown. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Kim, you're a country music fan.
I am.
You know where you know where I'm going with this?
I know exactly where you're going with
this. Okay.
Yep.
Country music album of the year to Beyonce. What are your thoughts?
I think she's just as shocked as everybody else. In what world is her album actually country? I mean, Sam Hunt is more country than Beyonce, and I don't think Sam Hunt is country at all.
Yeah, I agree.
I cannot understand. I mean, it's almost like a participation trophy, I guess. Are we doing DEI at the Grammys this year?
It certainly appears that way. I mean, you have people like Lainey Wilson. I mean, she had an incredible year.
Morgan Wallen had an incredible year.
Yeah,
I could not believe this.
Well, yeah, they still don't like him in Hollywood because of his, you know, problems.
Yeah. Meanwhile, nobody actually cares about his problems in the black community. Right.
So, right.
It's wild to me. I don't even.
And how about Kanye? Is he completely gone off?
Oh, gosh, I know. I posted about that this morning, actually. I think he's absolutely crazy. I posted that, and somebody wrote on X to me saying that they think he's making a statement.
Oh, like, yeah, you think?
Yeah, but they're saying it's like he just hates Hollywood so much that's why he's doing this.
Well, the only thing worse than his wife coming out naked would have been Kanye coming out naked.
Yes.
So.
You know, it's interesting. He's always fully dressed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he doesn't even go shirtless. He's just fully dressed. And she's naked. I'm like, girl, think, you know, blink twice if you need help.
Crazy night at the Grammys, that's for sure. What's coming up on the show?
Of course, we're going to talk about the latest on the crash. We did see the victims' families did make it out to the crash site where they were able to lay wreaths. I also got an update on the weekend. I had another friend on that flight, believe it or not, Tommy Claggett. It didn't actually come out till 7 p.m. on Friday night that he was also on the flight. You know, some of the hunters out of Southern Maryland, some of them actually drove home because a lot of them took their dogs down. So they weren't quite certain at that time who was on the flight. So we'll talk about the latest.
Did you see the video of the Philadelphia crash?
Horrific. I know.
You see the video that went viral of the man in the diner? They got hit in the head with the debris.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Guy's sitting at a diner. Next thing you know, you see this shrapnel piece of debris hits him, like grazes the top of his head. He had a head injury, but he could have been killed like that and just for inches. It was just crazy what went on Friday night.
Oh, gosh. I did not see that. I did not see that at all. But we are going to talk about the Philly crash as well. Then also that flight that caught fire leaving Houston to go to New York with United Airlines. There's a lot going on out there in the air. And
Sean Duffy's been very busy in the first few days of his...
Yeah. And then also, real quick, I don't know if you heard the latest. More women have come out against Justin Tucker, the kicker here at Baltimore Ravens. I will say, I am very disappointed on how this investigation got started. That video came out over the weekend from the Baltimore Banner. And Justin Fenton said that he received a tip from a friend who was sitting in a barber shop that overheard the story. So it wasn't like a victim came forward, Sean, with this story and, you know, wanting them to roll this investigation out. It was a tip in a barber shop. I don't know. It's just very interesting to me how all this got started. And
that is unusual. It's just also with more and more people coming out. It's the Sean Watson all over again.
But where can they go with this? Because I would think right now
the statute is run. There's nothing criminally that can be done.
So what is it? Just for people to come out and speak about it?
I guess to come out and speak and to feel vindicated that maybe they complained about it, nothing was done because he was, quote, a football player. I don't know.
I don't know the end result.
His entire career hangs in the balance right now.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about the latest on that as well.
Okay. It's all coming up on the Kim Klasick Show right after the 9 o'clock news. And there'll be a full review of the Beyonce album, I'm sure, coming up as well. 8:59. And by the way, the good news here is on tomorrow's show, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe we need to change the name of NGO. One of our listeners had suggested this to TFO, NGO. means non-government organization. Maybe we need to say TFO, taxpayer-funded organization, because many NGOs have been receiving millions of billions. The Marianne Budde, the minister that lectured Trump on the National Day, we find out her church was getting millions of dollars to traffic in illegals. Okay? So maybe we need to change the name of that. And also, the anti-Trump leftist NGO network has now been uncovered by my good friend Jay Valentine over at Fractal Technology. We'll share some of that as well. So join us tomorrow morning beginning at 6 a.m. Until then, thanks to Kristen. God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio.